and playing the game the right way. How do you do that without being the one with still fitting in? You know what I mean? You got all these other guys. Some of them are 18, maybe barely 19.
Yeah, I think I look at things from a different perspective than everyone else because I focus on the most important things, and the number one thing is the effort that you put into it and the attitude that you have. So I always try to go out there and be an example to everyone else that we need to play the game right and be successful. And I feel like it helps the younger guys realize that, you know, there's more to the game, and if we play the game right, that we can be successful in more than just the game of baseball, but in the game of life.
You know, because let's be honest, I mean, and I've mentioned that you had a 10-game hitting streak snapped yesterday, but you scuffled in that streak some, too. I mean, that's what people don't understand. You're still getting on base on those games where you're scuffling. You're still doing those little things. And honestly, I've seen that from the team the last couple of games, a couple of bunt hits, at least trying, double steal, things like that that I think are more going to be the winning personality for this team. So playing through that scuffling, I think, helps you too.
Absolutely. I mean, baseball is a game of ups and downs, and it was interesting. I was talking to my dad last night and talking about how my swing felt the best it's ever felt yesterday, and it was the game I was 0-for-4, you know, so it's kind of how the game goes, but you just step up and try to put the ball in play and you know, let things happen, and the game of baseball always comes around.
Tell me about the bomb. When's the last home run you had? You had a home run last week, and I know it felt great.
Yeah, I mean, the last home run I've hit in a game, I can't tell you. It had to probably be my senior season of high school. Definitely hit a lot out in BP, but, yeah, it was a good feeling, you know, looking for a pitch out over the plate and something I could drive in with a good count.
Because we are kind of in that thing where players, young guys especially, could get caught up in that launch angle stuff and all that. But you hear Bill Plummer talking about it. He's like, you hit the ball hard in the gaps and all that thing, all that stuff happens. You can't be thinking about that all the time.
Yeah, exactly. My approach definitely is to drive the ball the other way and drive the ball up the middle and definitely not trying to pull a ball because that's when I kind of get outside of my approach. But when that ball's inside, just kind of let your hands react to it and that ball will go.
To Colt 45's experience, what are you going to take from this experience in Reading this summer back with you to Utah?
A ton of confidence. I feel like every time I leave the ballpark, I try and leave with more confidence than that which I came. And I feel like overall, you know, confidence in my swing, confidence in my abilities, and the coaches see a lot of potential in me, and that'll just help me grow from here.
Tyler Thompson batting .311, a homer, got to say it, 10 RBI, leading the club in runs scored, and I know that's what you're looking for, and a .523 on-base percentage. These baseball things, these stats are, you know, just part of it, as you mentioned. What's your long-term goal? Do you want to stay in the game? Is that part of what you want to do?
Professional baseball is always the goal, always the dream, and just working hard. You know, there's a lot of things outside of your control, but I just want to make sure that I help my team win ball games, and along the way, if I can get some personal gain out of it, then I'm going to do it.
Best of luck to you, Tyler. I understand you have some family here today. That's the last question. That'll be fun because I haven't seen you playing a game in a long time.
Yeah, it's definitely been a while. It'll be good to have my family out here, and they were able to see a little bit of batting practice as well and see how my swings come a long way, and it'll be a fun time.
And it's not 103 today, so good answer. Tyler Thompson, one of the old men on the Colt 45s, and just enjoying a summer. We're really enjoying watching you play. Thanks for joining me. And, folks, if you're listening, yes, this is pregame recorded while they're testing out some new sound effects in the background. I tried to give them the evil eye to stop it, but, hey, this Thompson guy didn't miss a single beat through that whole thing. Thanks. Best of luck the rest of the way. Have fun tonight. Back with more Colt 45's pregame in just a moment from Tiger Field.
This is Chet Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find a register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Reading Colt 45's baseball at Tiger Field. We had a presentation before the game from the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce honoring their scholarship and advocacy winners, many things about from the Reading Chamber. We're going to learn a little bit more about that. J.K. Mangus is going to come up and join me in the booth for a little bit later on. Right now, we're getting the starting lineups from both teams introduced, and then we're going to bring you the national anthem tonight, which we haven't had the microphone in place to do that, but we're going to try to do that tonight. And we don't have the name of the lovely person singing the national anthem, but that's okay, because we're going to listen to it anyway, and we'll get to that starting lineup. Should be coming up in just a second. Colt 45's coming in now 9-8 on the season. The Bombers are 8-6. It is a beautiful night at Tiger Field. Expecting to have a nice crowd. Come on out. Plenty of time to join us. Heat is not a factor tonight between these two clubs. Pitching for the Colt 45s will be Colby Milligan. We'll tell you a little bit more about him. But every time out, he has looked better. He's getting a big hand tonight. Of course, he's from Reading. We'll tell you more about him in just a moment. But let's listen to our public address announcing. It's, I believe, Mary Claire Gastman going to be doing the national anthem. So let's listen in.
I want to introduce Mary Claire Gastman and Sophia Hutt for our national anthem.
Oh, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly free. And the rugged red wave, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land
job on the national anthem tonight, and a perfect night for baseball. Wind is blowing out to right field here at Tiger Field, and you know what that meant last night. Tanner Tweed had the big night. He had a four-hit game as the Red Bluff star really broke out as a Colt 45's player. A four-hit night, including two home runs. First Colt 45's player to hit a couple of bombs in a single game this year. A couple of points on tonight's game. Julian Kodama not available tonight, just joined the club, but he's got strep throat, so he's going to miss a couple of games until he's no longer, obviously, contagious. So that leaves him a man or two short because they have some other injuries. Edwards not in the lineup tonight. He aggravated that leg injury. He's available, but they would really love not to use him tonight. And good news is back in the lineup, Jacob Machuca, that left wrist, hand, no breaks, nothing. He took BP today, said he felt great. All right, your pitcher tonight for the Colt 45s, completing his warm-up tosses, is Colby Milligan. His third start, 13 in the third innings. He's allowed just five earned runs, 12 hits, a 1-1 record, and a 3.37 ERA. Opponents hitting just 240 against the big left-hander from Redding, California. Been solid since he joined the team. The 6'3", 210-pounder just wrapped up at Shasta College. He'll be heading on his four-year jaunt in, for one of the universities in Texas. We'll learn more about that as we go. And he is set to take on the Humboldt B-52 Bombers. Leading off for Humboldt, Eric Smelko played a good center field for them last night, had a bunt single to start it off last night. Batting second, Cody Banks. He's their third baseman. Brian Orr, DH, hits third. Jeff Giacomini is the first baseman. He bats cleanup. Braden Holiday out in left, hits fifth. Carter Koch, the shortstop, sixth. David Vagel, the second baseman, bats seventh. Cole Harper out in right field, and Jake Smith behind the plate. Their pitcher will be Ryan Rivera. Milligan's first pitcher this game, showing bunt, takes for a strike. So far, so good for Colby Milligan on the mound. His last start, we mentioned, on the ninth against the Ringtails. He deserved a better fate. Pitched five innings, six hits, five runs. Just two of those earned, two walks and four strikeouts. I believe that was his last start, his last appearance. Oh, no, I apologize. And then he pitched on the 14th when he got his first win, scattering three hits and one earned run over six innings. The second pitch popped right side deep, and it carries out in foul territory. That happened last night. You get it up in the air in right field, anywhere heading that way, and it will carry tonight. And as you heard in our pregame show with Tyler Thompson, as the night went on, the wind was actually swirling out there. There was a long fly ball that he kind of circled under, and then the third baseman and catcher for the B-52s had another situation where they dropped a foul ball that would have been an out. The wind was just wreaking havoc. So pretty good wind tonight, blowing out towards Lassen Peak, the peaks out there, which you can see from our vantage point here on the third base side grandstand. So Milligan back in it, ball and two strike. The big lefty delivers a changeup outside. Looked like the circle change. Looked good, two and two. So he's throwing all of his stuff early. Again, Smelko, their center fielder, looked good last night in that one at bat. He also played a very good center field. On the season, Smelko for the B-52s hitting .351. Takes a 3-2 pitch. Fastball fouled that one back. It was past him. He just did what he could to maintain contact. Smelko, a little guy, stands in about 5'9". He has no homers, four runs batted in. They're not, haven't stolen a lot of bases, but they do like to run, we've seen. Popped up, left side. Nick Horsley over there to make the catch in fair territory for out number one. Let's take a look at the Colt 45s defensively. At first base tonight, Tanner Tweet back over at first, and he's played a little bit everywhere, trying to learn other positions after some injuries as a catcher. The Red Bluff star at first base. Looked pretty good there last night. Connor McCoy in there at second with Edwards out of the lineup as their number two hitter, Cody Banks, takes the first pitch over for a strike. At shortstop tonight, back at short, is Brendan Roop. Over at third base, Nick Horsley, who caught last night's game. Second pitch, also over. That looked like a changeup. Outside corner, beautiful. Called for strike two. We mentioned Connor McCoy is at second. Roop is at short. Horsley at third. Check swing, foul ball, out of play. Outfield, left to right. Jacob Machuca out in left field. Thompson in center. And Andy Bayena in right field tonight. Kyle Schrodel, who played left field last night, is doing the catching duties. And on the hill, of course, Milligan. The 0-2 pitch, he just heated up on that one and blew it by him. Strikeout number one on this game. He's wiggling his arm to try to keep it loose. You hope he's feeling good. He's looking very comfortable and smooth. If you haven't seen Colby pitch, very tall, very athletic. He kind of cocks his arm way back. He starts with the glove in front of his face while he gets the sign when he's in the windup. And then he'll cock his arm back, kind of show the ball behind his back to the hitter, and then just unload it. Another good fastball. He's hitting it right along the knees on the corner, looking very good to start things off. This is the number three hitter, fouls at right side. Brian Orr, the DH. Going to learn more. Tomorrow will be a big day because Jacob Marquez is going to pitch. He's scheduled to start tomorrow. Jacob plays in college with this guy. And he said Brian Orr is just a great guy and a good friend, good teammate for him. They both play at Santa Rosa Junior College. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Fouls that one out of play. They're fighting up there right now out of the gate. Milligan's a dream. He's throwing strikes. keeping it low, mixing it up. 0-2 on Orr. Let's see if he goes right at him. Shakes off the first signal from Horsley. Nice as I got that. Big wind. Nice stride. Breaking ball. Bouncer to third. Horsley plays it easily. Good arm. A little low, but Tweet digs it out for out number three. Three up, three down here in the top of the first for Milligan. And the Colt 45s will head to the bottom of the first at Tiger Field. You're listening to baseball on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Back at Tiger Field, beautiful night for baseball. Right now the flags aren't blowing at all out in center field, but they're hanging. That means there's action. Colt 45's fans are, they're all hot dogged up and they're ready to go tonight. Nice crowd so far and still plenty of room out at the ballpark. Thanks for joining us tonight, wherever you are. The umpires tonight, behind home plate, Jaden Davis. On the bases, Zach Snell. Colt 45s are wearing white-on-white uniforms tonight. All season long, they have worn the white caps with the black bills, with black numbers and pins and striping on their uniform legs. The Colt 45s gold trim, taking on a team that's wearing their dark navy blue jerseys with green trim on the wide numbers and their gray bottoms. First pitch from Ryan Rivera to Tyler Thompson, who steps in, fouls it off. No balls and a strike. Thompson, out of Hartnell College, comes into this game with a 1-1 record, two saves, and this is his first start of the season. Second pitch, also a strike, but Tyler normally will go up there and take some pitches, usually works deep in the count, but he's also feeling great at the plate, as he should be. He just ended a 10-game hitting streak last night, but he told us in the pregame his swing felt great. Yesterday, he just didn't get any hits. This time, he lines it into center field. Coming on is Smelko. Will he make the catch? No, it's going to fall for a hit. Eric Smelko came charging in, but he couldn't take the risk that it was going to get by him, so he kind of just had to corral it and keep it from getting past, because that's a triple if it's able to get going past him. So Thompson starts a new hitting streak tonight by lining it to center field, and Brendan Roop comes to the plate. Last night, Brendan had a couple of hits, including, well, I should get that right. Last night, Brendan had a couple of hits, including his second home run of the season. High bouncer towards second. Fielder there, but he can't handle it. Spinning around, Bagel lost the handle, and all hands are safe. That'll be an error on the second baseman. Roop moves really well, so no guarantee they would have gotten anything but the one out. But that error, see if the Colt 45s can get off to another good start. They played extremely winnable baseball yesterday. They scored 8 runs, but there was one inning where the opponent scored 14. You do the math. We're not going to dwell on it, but several folks said they can't really remember teams that batted around twice, including Baron Fasken. You just don't see that every day. Baron Fasken, excuse me. So that brings up Tanner Tweet. He's the man of the hour, takes the first pitch over for a strike. 4-game hitting streak, the slugger out of Red Bluff. 8 for his last 17. How about that for a streak? 4 runs scored, 5 ribbies, including yesterday's 2-home run game. First time up, now the wind is blowing out to right. He hit a long pop that I thought might have had a chance at being a double, and it just kept carrying. Off-speed swung on, tries to go the other way on that one, but it is going to be out of play. But it was not unlike that. He's such a strong hitter that once he got it up in the air in that jet stream, it was a nice long homer, and then his ninth inning blast, it was just a no-doubter to left. And he's been elevated up to that three hole with some commitments and injuries ending seasons. Eric Carlson's done with his commitment to the club, so he's gone. Runner's going here. That one's fouled right side. Might have been a little bit of run and hit there. They saw something where they felt like Rivera's delivery that they could make something happen. And in that case, Tweet's got a choice. He doesn't have to swing. It's an 0-2 count. Everybody goes back to their respective bases. Roop at first and Thompson at second. Good speed on both. They're not really holding Roop on. Showing a lot of respect to Tweet. Playing him pretty deep in the right in the Sunfield. And he's a right-handed hitter. Oh, he took a cut at an off-speed, blown away. Tried to jack it, and that's strike three. The throwback to the pitcher gets loose, but nothing happens from there. Defensively, Jeff Giacomini is at first base. David Vagel at second. Carter Kokovert, shortstop. Cody Banks is their third baseman. Braden Holliday, Eric Smelko, and Cole Harper left to right. Jake Smith catching the starter, Ryan Rivera, tonight. Rivera mentioned 1-1 with a 1.5 ERA. A lanky right-hander checks the runner at second as Chris Brew checks his swing on the first pitch, and it's a ball. Rivera goes to Hartnell College. His longest stint this year, he's gone three innings twice, so they're trying to probably stretch him out today. A ball and no strikes. That looked like a good fastball inside corner, but it missed 2-0. Here at Tiger Field, down the line, it's 320 to left, 310 down the line and right, and 406 to center. The power alley's 358 and 370. Here comes a 2-0 pitch to Brew. Big run producer on this Cole 45's team. The right-handed batter awaits. That one's a little low. Christopher, 6'3", 215, started his college career at Cal State Monterey Bay, but then went to Simpson, and they were glad to have him this year. He's out of Hayward, California, in Bishop O'Dowd High School. Well-known athletic program there. Three ball, no strike delivery. Coming to Chris Brew, I'm guessing he is taken. And he did, and it was a strike, 3-1. Chris has cooled off just a little bit, but he's been pretty steady early on in the season. 26 runs batted in, two homers, three doubles. And his 16 hits are tied for the team lead. Runners going here, and that's ball four. So, would have been a walk anyway. Brew also been getting on base, as we mentioned. Despite having a little bit of a leg injury, he looks like he's moving really, really well. That brings up Jacob Machuca. He's learning to play the outfield. He's been a catcher, not unlike Tanner Tweet. Big left-handed power bat. Machuca missed yesterday's game as he had to have his glove hand looked at by a doctor, but he got the green light. Go ahead. He only missed one day of batting practice. He's just coming off an injury in college, and he just didn't. Obviously, he can't afford to let that linger too much, but he's out of Fort Scott College in Corinth, Texas, and Lake Dallas. Boy, he really whacked it one the other way. He's a left-handed batter. It went out of play, though. Just finished his freshman year. Of course, he and Roop are teammates at Fort Scott. But Tweet's got some, Machuca's got some pop. No ball, one strike pitch to him, a little bit low. So Colt 45's have the bases loaded, a single, an error, and a walk. And with one out, Machuca standing in there. Jacob waits, and with the wind blowing out to right, you know, he's got to try not to think about it. But they are playing him very deep to all fields. Center fielder playing kind of his normal depth. Thompson plays much shallower than most of the outfielders that we see in the center here, but this is the home field, so you know it. Swung on line into center field. That'll get one in. Quickly coming up and throwing is Smelko, but they're going to hold the runner at third base. A nice stroke from Machuca, good RBI, good to see him swinging and stroking it in there. Bases still loaded now for Kyle Schroedel. Colt 45 to the 1-0 lead. Roop over at third now. Brew at second, Machuca at first. Jacob, that's just his fourth run batted in. We're going to see some more of those this summer, that's for sure. Schrodel, the right-handed batter, steps in. He was thinking. He took a big cut, swung right over it. There's Kyle, another one of the locals. Seen his brothers out of UPrep. Hitting just 214, but he has been, you know, you want to call him a utility player, you can call him Mr. Everything. He's pitched, he's started, he's thrown relief, he's played left, he's played some infield. He's, of course, the, you know, alternating as a primary catcher. Brett Bellow, another one injured that is out for the season with a knee injury. We wish him well. I mentioned earlier that Eric Carlson's done with his commitment to the team. Miggy Marquez, injury, had to head back to Denver. Hopefully he heals up well. Hope you guys are out there listening. And they were good teammates, and hopefully that is the way summer ball goes. Some commitments start early and end late. Some cut off in between. That was a changeup up, and he chased it, and that's strike three. So two down now with the bases loaded. Nick Horsley at the plate. It's Nick Horsley, 6'1", 185-pounder out of Benedictine University in Mesa, Arizona, from Leverkin, Utah, and Hurricane High School. Big sophomore, broad-shouldered kid. Slightly open stance, stands in, takes a fastball outside corner, called for a strike. Colt 45s have drawn some first blood here. That's good news. Tell you what, huge lead at first. Obviously, the sun creating some issues over there at first for Giacomini. Time was called. Pitcher Rivera taking a little too much time. Coaches, of course, over at third base, Justin Sbisma. And at first, Brett Miller. Bill Plummer back in the bench coach role, Mr. Do Everything. And had some more hand surgery. Both of his hands are now good to go. Rick Bassetti, of course, the general manager of the club, and Barrett Fasking, the manager of this team. One ball, one strike pitch. Again, came a little bit up. That one, a little too far up. Count 2-1. 2-1, excuse me. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Same two teams will go at it again tomorrow. Then it's the Ringtails on Sunday night. Crowd getting into it. You can hear those metal stands rocking. Fastball. That one gets away from the catcher. But no. Actually, Horsley holds him up. He could tell that the catcher, Jake Smith, got a little piece of it, slowing it down. And so you don't know in that case when you initially see that, where's it going to go? Horsley's wise enough to hold up his hand and say, hey, you know, you don't want to run yourself out of this inning with two outs. Give Nick a chance to drive in a run here. Takes a big cut at that one, misses it, 3-2. Scott St. John, the manager of the opposing team, watching from the Tiger Field visitors dugout over on the first base side. Here comes a payoff pitch. The base is all jammed and two outs. Inside and low, ball four. Give that man a ribby. You know, I got to tell you, he deserves one. That is Horsley's first run batted into the year, and he got it on a walk. I don't care, however it gets started. The kid's been working so hard. And you just know what's going to happen for him here. So walks with the bases loaded. It's 2-0 Colt 45s. And Connor McCoy, the kid, comes in. I call him that because it sounds almost sounds like a cowboy name, doesn't it? Connor the Kid McCoy. I don't know. You just see it. But he is going to be going to Shasta College, he told me. I have to update that bio on our Reading Colt 45s website. Hope you enjoy the new information on the website. Most games we have game recaps. We have bios on the players. The statistics are available. And you can also follow both our broadcasts and the live statistics streaming during games just by going to the homepage. 0-2 count now on the right-handed batter out of Reading. Excuse me, out of Redlock. Swings and misses that one. And it's going to be strike three, goes down to first. I better get that right before we go to the break. Neither from Redding nor Redlock. He's from Anderson. He'll get another at-bat at it. But that'll end the inning. Colt 45s score a pair. Two runs, two hits, an error, and two walks. One of them with the bases loaded. So far, so good. Colt 45s up 2-0 on the Bombers. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Colby Milligan on the hill has a 2-0 lead to work with. Had a very good first inning, 1-2-3. He'll face their 4-5-6 hitters. Jeff Giacomini comes into the plate. He's a stocky right-handed batter. Giacomini was 1-for-6 with a couple of ribbies last night. Giacomini. I hear a dog. There's not supposed to be dogs. There's no dogs at the ballpark. I mean, I wish there was. Somebody may have a service dog. That would be cool. You know what? It could also be our stellar public address announcing and so on. Anyway, first pitch, a ball. He jumped out in front, I think, on each hitter in the first inning. A ball and no strikes on Giacomini. That's a good-looking fastball. It doesn't miss by much outside 2-0. We'll get you up to date on some baseball scores. A couple of them just getting ready to finish out there. And a couple just kind of getting going. Giants are jumped on top of the D-backs with 6 in the first three. 6-0 right now. Alex Dickerson hit a grand slam for the Giants in Arizona. 3-ball, no strike. Councilman Milligan finding himself in trouble for the first time. That was a breaking ball, and he didn't look comfortable with that. He kind of slung it up there on the 3-0 pitch. So, 4 pitches, 4 balls. See if Colby's got to recenter himself here. He'll work now from the stretch. Sun still shining brightly on the mound. The normal streaks of shade in an inning or so, as you know, it'll be under the lights. That's a good-looking first pitch fastball. He's not missing much with that first pitch. Steps right back on the rubber. Giacomini, a big guy. Not expecting him to go. Not much of a lead. The lefty delivers. Boy, he came up with that circle. And Braden Holliday chased it and missed it badly. 1-1 the count. So Braden Holliday at the plate was 3-for-4 last night. Had the big night. Had a big night. Scored a couple of runs. There's another change. That one misses up. And Milligan looking in, I think he's wanting to know where those pitches are because it's a tight strike zone right now for Jaden Davis, the home plate umpire. Here comes a 2-1 pitch. Going fastball, popped up to center. Thompson shields his eyes from the sun, comes in a bit, and will make the catch in shallow center field for out number one. Carter Cope now to the plate there, shortstop. Cope comes in struggling, hitting just 191, leads their team in that category you don't want to lead your team in, and that's strikeouts with 14. Cope's a left-handed batter. Takes first pitch for a ball. So a tale of two innings as far as getting out in front of hitters for Colby Milligan. First inning, got out in front, stayed out in front. Mowed him down 1-2-3. Here in the second, walked the leadoff guy in 4 pitches. And now is behind 1-0 on the left-handed hitter, lefty on lefty. There's a strike over, 1-1. Colby likes to get in a rhythm, and I know his defense likes that too. Checks the runner at first. That one a little inside, 2-1. I gave you the Giants score. I know there are some Dodgers fans out there. Dodgers up 1-0 at home or in the Rockies. We'll get you up to date on the others a little bit later. Fouled off. Out of play. Hey, great catch in foul territory by Barrett Fasking. Skipper still got it. Even his coaches even give him a little applause. Biz, his assistant coach, gives him a big hug. See, you still got it, Skipper. You still got it. Two ball, two strike pitch. Offbeat, swung on and missed. Boy, he really took something off that curveball. And that's strike three. Coke, I think, was asking him if it would have been a strike. I don't know what else he would have been asking the home plate umpire, because he looked really bad on it. Now with two down, let's see if he can work his way out of this inning with no harm, as David Vagel, the second baseman, comes to the plate. Vagel was 1-for-5 last night, scored a couple of runs. Right-handed batter. Oh, that was a little too far inside. I believe it might have got him on the bum. He's not rubbing anything, so it could be the back, but you can just tell by the way he's walking to first. That kind of hurt a little bit. And Colby just trying to push him off the plate, I'm guessing, and Vagel was right on top. So there's a hit batter. It is a popular thing in college baseball these days, I've noticed, more than ever. That brings up Cole Harper, their right fielder, batting left tonight. He came in late in yesterday's game. First pitch, nice job knocking it down. Kyle Schrodel kept it in front of him. Harper came in and DH'd, and I believe he walked in his one at-bat last night. Batting left here. On the season, hitting just .222. One ball, no strike count. Runners on first and second, two outs, and Milligan just not comfortable. I'm not sure if it was he and Schrodel couldn't get on the same page or if he just wanted to reset. But he's reset now from the belt. Brings the glove up chest high. And then kicks and delivers. Good-looking cutter. Just missed inside. I tell you, if he doesn't let it frustrate him, it's going to be in his favor. When you're close like that, and there will come a time when you're hitting the mitt, and this is human nature, and this is not Major League Baseball where they use computers to figure the strike zone. An umpire likes when you hit the mitt. Stay on it if you're hitting the corners. Oh, and that one gets away from Kyle Schrodel. That's going to be a pass ball. Moves everybody up. That one was definitely Kyle. So Giacomini over at third base. At second, Vagel, and now Kyle's going to go out. I think he may have been crossed up there. Usually that's the case. Milligan frustrated, but trying to keep his cool. I mean, he's just an active pitcher out there. He shrugs his shoulders, wiggles his arms, and as you get to see him and notice him, he's a pitcher that gets in his zone. Very personable, likable young man, but I don't think I'd want to cross him on the baseball field. Pretty fierce competitor out there. So he's 3-0 now, even though first base is open. And this is too early in the game to mess around with that. He's facing the 8-hole hitter. See if he can work back in this count. Here comes a pitch. Good fastball. That one's over for a strike. I mean, he's at the age, these young men that are playing, you know, they'll pick up 4 or 5 miles an hour in their fastball from now and the time they finish college if they get with their bodies, their deliveries, the coaching they'll get. Oh, he hit him in the right elbow, and that was one of those where the batter, Cole Harper, honestly didn't even try. Did not even try. He pretty much stuck his elbow out there. And, you know, that's what I don't like about all of the hardware these guys wear. They're not afraid to get hit, which is fine, but, you know, you're supposed to try to get out of the way. You almost never hear of an umpire calling, for example, that would just be a ball. Because they're supposed to try to get out of the way. All right, first pitch to Jake Smith, their number 9 here, left-handed batter. It's a called strike, then right at him. Nope, missed a little inside, 1-1. So a walk and 2 hit batters here in the second. Bases are loaded. Wind blowing to right. Lefty on lefty here. They put a couple of lefties in the lineup against the lefty. Bounces that up there, but Schrodel does what a good catcher does. He let it hit him and kept it in front of him. Talked to Nick Schrodel. He threw over 100 pitches last night. He said he felt great. He said his back felt good. His arm felt good. He left the game. He took a shutout into the sixth. He left the bases loaded and wound up getting tagged for four runs. But swung on and popped out of play. But you have to take your moments and say, you know, things happen. Just didn't get the W there. 2-on-1 strike pitch now. Coming to Jake Smith, their catcher. Smith did not catch last night, did not play for the Bombers. Left-handed batter awaits. Breaking ball, bounces it to the screen. Schrodel on it. Oh, if he gets the handle, maybe he's got a chance to get the slow runner at the plate. But he just didn't get the handle. Milligan was there, but that one will wind up being a wild pitch. Control is hurting Colby this inning. The walk to two-hit batters, a pass ball, a wild pitch. Now runners on second and third. Vagels at third, Harper at second. And a 3-2 count on Jake Smith. Let's see if Milligan can get out of it here. Big kick. Fastball fouled that one off. He definitely was just staying alive on that when Smith made contact. Jacob Smith is just playing in his fifth game, but he's hit well for them so far. Five for his first 13. .385 average with a couple of doubles. But I'm guessing since he's hitting in the nine hole, they don't necessarily expect him to hit that way all the way. That was a breaking ball. And did it miss? No, it was a called strike three. A late delay. The ball got away from Schrodel. He throws it to first to complete the out. But a beautiful called third strike on Jake Smith for the big lefty. So, one run scored. A couple left on base. And the Colt 45s will try to get that one back. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Reading up 2-1 on Humboldt. You're listening to baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
The McConnell Foundation is pleased to sponsor this year's Colt 45 season. We support hometown baseball in South City Park, part of the heart of Reading. Families, local businesses, and nonprofits make this community event successful. The McConnell Foundation believes the best way to build community is to support it together. Baseball is for everyone, from little leaguers to senior games. Thank you for rooting for our home team. Go Colt 45s!
The Cascade Theater presents four free films and a whole lot of fun this July with the Kids Summer Movie Club. Every Sunday afternoon in July, the theater opens the door at 2 with completely free admission for everybody. Turtle Bay will be there to show off some animals and hand out prizes. There's activities and then the film at 3, featuring Monsters, Inc., WALL-E, Cars, and Brave. Four films, four Sundays in July. Sponsored by JPR, KIXE, First 5 Shasta, and Turtle Bay. See you there.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Colt 45's up 2-1, bottom of the second inning, taking on the Humboldt B-52s. Bombers got one run back. Now, out here at the ballpark tonight, a very important group, I believe, in our community in the North State, has a table, and they're taking photos. They've got a photo stand-up. You may or may not know of the Shasta County Health and Human Services Suicide Prevention Work Group and their Captain Awesome program. It's a campaign promoting men's mental health and ending the stigma surrounding mental illness and suicide, particularly among older males. Many men are experiencing more difficulties, unlike men in their generations in the past, with unemployment, job security and changes, and life changes. And the campaign promotes that mental health and looks to end the stigma surrounding mental illness and suicide, as I mentioned. They're always looking for local men to share their tips and tools. And, in fact, tonight out at the ballpark, they have a pop-up photo studio on site for guys willing to share how they get through difficult times. So great to have them out at the ballpark tonight. You can find out more about the program at captain-awesome.org, captain-awesome.org. Andy Baena standing in, takes the first pitch for a strike. Right-handed batting number 9 hitter. Now takes a big cut. He's down 0-2 in the count to Ryan Rivera. Andy had a bunt single in last night's game. On the season, hitting .308. One homer, 11 runs batted in. 15 runs scored. checks his swing there. Did he go? No, no. The catcher was trying to sell it, but the umpires weren't buying what he was selling. And he is 6 foot, 165 pounder out of Regis University near his home in Aurora, Colorado, where he attended Cherry Creek High School. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. That one missed inside. He was really looking forward to showing his value, playing other positions and so on. Now, they've had a coaching change. Not sure who the new coach will be at Regis. So I'm sure there's a bit of concern always when you're a junior and you're coming back into a new program, but you can't help but want a guy like Bahena. Swings at a changeup up and misses. Out number one. That's the fourth strikeout. Rivera actually struck out the side in between walking two guys and giving up two runs in the first. Colt 45's, there's no other way to put it. They've got a problem with putting the ball in play. 201 strikeouts on the season coming into this game. And we're talking about in 17 games. That's a lot. That is more than 10 strikeouts a game. First pitch fouled off. Left-handed batting leadoff hitter is Tyler Thompson. Thompson out of Utah. Enjoyed having him on our pregame show tonight. He's got family in town. He singled and scored the game's first run in the first. Takes next pitch for a ball, 1-1. He awaits that pitch. That one's a little low, 2-1. Thompson at 311 on the season coming in. Three doubles, a triple, a homer, 10 RBI. Second on the club with 13 walks. And leads the team in runs scored, which is what your leadoff hitter is supposed to do. Takes that one. Count now at 2-1. Also has moved into the team lead in steals with 9. Here comes a 3-1 pitch. Popped up, out of play, third base. Oh, it's almost. Oh, I wish I had. I'm going to have to bring a net like old Ernie Johnson with the Braves. Because, you know, I probably glove wouldn't have done it, but it was behind me. Yeah, I think I'm going to have to bring a net. Dad, remind me of that, to get a fishing net. Here comes a 3-2 pitch to Tyler. That one's up, ball 4. Takes the base. Again, what you want your leadoff hitter to do, he's been on base twice tonight already. His on-base percentage, a whopping 523 coming into this game. And that brings up Brendan Roop, who grounded into a possible double play, but what really should have been just at least a force out at second in the first, but it was booted by their second baseman, Vagel, and opened the door for the Colt 45s to get those first two runs. Roop takes the first pitch. It's over his head, back to the backstop. Thompson didn't delay. Down to second standing, no problem. That's going to be a wild pitch. That was a no chance for Jake Smith. He was in his squat, and it was a good 10 feet high. Maybe 8. So ball, no strike. Roop batting with a man in scoring position. He's hitting 314. 16 runs batted in. Swings and hits this one. Pops it right side. But I tell you, the wind has just died down a little bit. Might be deep enough for Tyler to tag. Throw coming in. Hits the second cutoff man. And Thompson slides in, but easily tagging. So no sack fly, of course. But Thompson, with the good speed, does move over on the fly ball. F9. Two outs. Bahena started the inning with a strikeout. Thompson walked. The wild pitch went to second. Now you have him at third for Tanner Tweet, who after his big night at the plate last night struck out in the first inning. But he went down swing. Pretty sure. Right-handed pitcher winds. He's still got a little bit of sunshine on him. First pitch is called for a strike. Some streaks now. I guess we've had we already had the longest day of the year. Was that yesterday or today? Either way, it'll start changing. My producer, Jared King, told me it's today the longest day of the year. So that means the lights will start coming on earlier as we get going, right? Am I getting that right? I don't know. Maybe. Either way, it's still hot midday, but beautiful at night. 0-2 pitch coming out of Tweet. really anticipated that when he started his swing way early and strikes out. Out number three. Colt 45's threatened. Leave a man at third, but nothing to do. When we go to the top of the third, Colt 45's up 2-1 on the Bombers. You're listening to baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Hey, North State sports fans, this is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Me, Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Well, they're doing the boot scoot boogie out here tonight. Why not? Good night to be at the ballpark. Colt 45's up 2-1. Top of the third. And started right on time tonight, which is nice. Nice weather, the whole bit. Colt 45's got two in the first. The Bombers got one in the second. And now they're at the top of their order, Eric Smelko. A tale of two innings for Colby Milligan. First, he just kind of cruised. 1-2-3. Second inning, looked uncomfortable. Walked a guy, hit a couple of guys, but got out of it with allowing only one run. Smelko, first pitch to him was a ball. He looked so good that first inning, throwing first pitch strikes, and he struggled with the first pitch strike in the second. Now doing the same here in the start of the third. Smelko, again, has shown bunt and tried to bunt and had a bunt hit, bounces that one up there. It's going to be 3-0. Nick Horsley's got to be on his toes over there at third base. Not going to be bunting on a 3-0 count, but he popped to the third baseman his last time up. Smelko hitting 351. I think we told you that before. One run, two runs, three hits, no errors for the Colt 45s. 1-0-1 for the Bombers. 3-1 pitch. That's over for called strike. 3-2. Here comes that 3-2 pitch. Just misses low. Ball four. So a leadoff walk. Second inning in a row that Milligan has allowed a leadoff walk. He'll be back from the stretch, and the number two hitter, Cody Banks, comes to the plate. I kind of used all of my secret spy Cody Banks movie references I could. I don't really have many of them. It's kind of not my kids spy genre movies, not my category. Unless maybe it was animated. But anyway, I'm sure he's heard all the jokes. Takes the first pitch from Colby for a ball, 1-0. Runner going, and he never even looked at it. That's a stolen base. Colby's just missing and not getting the calls right now. They've got speed at second. Again, Milligan not really looking at the runner. There's a big curve. That one's over for a strike. He's gotten the call a couple of times. He hasn't others. His fastball is the one he's been trying to paint with, and he's not been getting those calls. Triple A ball. Sacramento up early in Vegas. 3-0 on Vegas. This pitch swung on, hit up the middle, base hit. Runner's going to be held at third base. So they have men on the corners and nobody out. And that is the first hit of the game off of Milligan. Smelko at third. Banks now at first. And the number three hole hitter, Brian Orr, bats the third in the first. Orr in last night's game was 2-for-5 with a couple of RBI. Colby from the stretch. He looks in. Fastball line towards left field. Fair ball in the corner. One run will score. Holding up at second as the left fielder Machuca is over there quickly. Gets the throw in. Back-to-back hits here with nobody out following a walk and more trouble for the big left-hander. And it's a 2-2 game. Now their cleanup hitter, Jeff Giacomini, comes to the plate. And Barrett Fasking's going to go out, and I think he wants to just check in with Colby and see, are you okay? Because he wants to get him right. Colby's frustrated. He has his hands on his hips, and he's breathing heavily. But you want to make sure he's okay, and you can get him recentered. I mean, these are young men. Colby's, I believe, 20. He and Fasking talking a little bit. And Barrett knows about pitching. He pitched professionally after his college career, and you know, he anywhere they would give him a chance and a paycheck. And then after that, he even pitched for the Colt 45s, of course. And he pitched in Canada. He pitched in Mexico, independent league ball for a long time. Now he's having a little discussion. He's telling somebody to move over or... Anyway, the big hitting Giacomini comes to the plate. He just joined their club. He's only played in 3 games. Fastball by him, 0-1. Hitting .231, no homers, and 2 runs batted in. And those were last night. 0-1 pitch. And that's the key for Milligan. We all know that, is getting out in front. First pitch strike is a big winner for a pitcher. 0-1 curveball popped out of play right side. Now he's 0-2. Went on first and second. I mentioned Sacramento. The River Cats up 5-0. That's in the third inning. Colby looks in for the sign. From the stretch. Now waits. That's a curveball swung on, fouled right side out of play. Just trying to stay alive. Giacomini just kind of poked it over there. We mentioned it's Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce night. Again, we've got some fans coming in from out of town. Good to see them. Even our Humboldt fans, glad to see you folks over there. Colt 45s will be visiting them next week. 0-2 pitch. Fastball lined off the glove of Nick Horsley at third. He chases it down. All hands will be safe. It was a hot shot. He went down to a knee and was playing it to his right. Just flashed off his glove. It was one of those. He was willing to take it for the team if it bounced into his chest, but that'll be an infield hit. And the bases are now loaded. They got their first run without benefit of a hit. It's 3 hits in the inning. That one was hit pretty hard. Still nobody out. Deja vu all over again. Hopefully we can forget last night, but we saw this kind of thing happen. Bases loaded, nobody out. That's tough. Braden Holliday at the plate. Swings and hits it to center field. Thompson on his horse, not going to catch up to it. Catches it on one bounce, though. One run will score, and that's all they're going to get. Well tracked by Thompson out in center field. He plays pretty shallow out there, and he's quick to the ball. It just got down in a hurry, and then it bounced, and he caught up to it on the bounce on a run towards the wall. Quickly got it in to the cutoff man. And one run scores. So it's 3-2 now. It could have been much worse. Orr over at third, Giacomini at second, and Holliday at first. No action in the bullpen yet. Curveball popped up. Will it stay in play? Third base side. Horsley calls for it in foul territory. Nick grabs it for out number one. One pitch, one out. You like that? And that was Carter Koch. Now David Vagel will come to the plate. Vagel hit by a pitch back in the second. He was 1-for-5 last night. Here comes the first pitch to him. Breaking ball over for a strike. The curve looks has been a decent pitch for him so far. Off and on with the change, but the fastball has been good. It's just been around the plate, and he wasn't getting that call and found himself in some trouble here. 0-1 pitch. Fastball, that's low off the – I'm not sure if it's off the shoulder, the clavicle of Trotel. He bounced on it and calls for time. Umpire's going to give him a minute to go out there. Maybe off his left arm. It's just one of those where, as a catcher, you need to shake it off. Either that or it hit him in the chest. You know, those chest protectors don't. He's waggling his glove hand and shaking it off, not ready to get back there. You get one of those, if it hits you, you can go numb in somewhere, and you just got to get the yah-yahs out. Most catchers, it's just a part of the craft. 1-1 pitch, one out. Milligan trying to work out of a jam here in third. Curveball over for a strike. Another beauty, 1-2. Here comes his next pitch. It's 2-2. Trying to look at some of the statistics, his strike percentage. Not exactly where he wants it to be. On the season, 1.413%. I don't really know what that means. But he's walking too many. He knows that. That's a slow bouncer to the short. Roop fields quickly over to second. McCoy gets the out there. Run will come in and score. Make it 4-2. But it was hit so slow, Roop had no chance of getting over at home. Giacomini goes to third. You got to get an out. So he got it nicely. Roop to the kid McCoy at second. And Vagel now at first on the fielder's choice. So two down. Left-handed batter Cole Harper, who was hit by a pitch in the third when he just kind of left, stuck his elbow out there, pretty much almost over the plate to get hit. First pitch to him, curveball. That one gets past Schroeder, but bounces off the concrete. Now the runner at first will move up to second. Giacomini wasn't going anywhere. He's not their speediest base runner, and there really isn't that deep a foul territory behind home plate. You really have to have the catcher lose sight of the ball and it bounce oddly to get enough room to come in home, because it's not very deep back there. There's a fastball low, 2-0. So now they have two in scoring position, but if you're Kobe Milligan, you just have to get that out of your head. You're thinking about this batter here, eight-hole hitter, focusing on Harper. The 2-0 pitch, fastball blew it by him, 2-1. Again, good location. You know, if you're painting the corners and they're not swinging, then you got to get the called strike. But you know, the key is you want them to get them to swing at them when they're just out of the strike zone. 2-1 pitch. And stretch. That's that curve again, but that one sailed a little outside to the left-handed batter. 3-1. Similar to last inning scenario when Harper was hit with first base open after a pass ball had moved runners up. Here comes a 3-1 pitch. Big kick. Fouled that off of Schroedley. Wasn't able to hold on to it. And, again, he's getting beat up back there. Not sure if that got him in the leg or the foot. Either way, walking it off. Home plate umpire. Jaden Davis is just moseying out to hand deliver the baseball to the umpire. Kyle doesn't show a whole lot of emotion out there. Kind of stoic. Not exactly sure where he got hit, but it was in the lower extremities. We'll just say that. All right, now here comes the payoff pitch. 3-2 count to left-handed hitting Cole Harper. Front of, White's dance more the front of the box and pretty close to the plate. Lefty on lefty. Here's the pitch. Curveball swung on, hit towards center field. Thompson charging in. Can he get to it? He's called off of it by Brendan Roop, and Roop makes the catch. For out number three, Roop and Thompson talking about it. Hey, you just breathe easy on that. They send eight to the plate, score three, take the lead. It is the Bombers 4, Colt 45's 2, heading to the bottom of the third on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Our Colt 45's official game photographer, Tony Horridge, got the drone out. Get some in-game action with the drone here at Tiger Field. He is licensed, a commercial drone photographer, and many of the headshots and shots on our website, you can see, are attributable to the Colt 45's Tony Horde. Good to see Tony out tonight with the drone, getting some cool shots. All right, leading things off for the Colt 45's, bottom of the third, Chris Brew. The right-hand batter walked and was stranded in the first. Stands in, slightly open. Now he's done waiting for the pitcher there. The pitcher's looking up, wants the he doesn't want to pitch with the drone on the field, I guess. Afraid it might get hit by a fly ball out there. That would be a pretty good home run shot. Tony's got the drone in foul territory. First pitch, bounce left side, over the glove of the third baseman into left field for a base hit. Third hit of the game for the Colt 45s. Brew on base over at first. And that brings up Jacob Machuca, who drove in a run with a nice single back in the first. Machuca came into the game. He's now 4-for-24, hitting 167, I think, doing the math quickly in my head. His fourth RBI. Jacob learning some outfield positions. He just joined the club not that long ago, about 3 weeks ago. This is his eighth game with the team. 4-2 is the score. Fastball misses away from Rivera. Oh, yeah, they've got the shaved ice, a.k.a. the snow cone machine going behind us tonight. Ball, no strike pitch. He checked his swing. Didn't go. It got away from him. And Brew runs down to second and tries out the pop-up slide. Legs are looking better. Now he gets to show some dirt. Gets to brush that dirt off out there. So Brew at second on the wild pitch and a 2-0 count for Machuca. Big Jacob standing in. Slightly open stance. Lifts his front foot on his toe and then waits. He and Tweet both lift that front foot, and Tweet lifts his a little more. And it takes it off the ground. Machuca kind of gets to his toe on his front foot and then steps into it. 3-0 pitch. He's taken. It's inside ball four. So Machuca draws the walk. he's been getting on base since no matter what this season since he's joined the team. I mean, for a guy who really wasn't getting the base hits, he had a non-base percentage of .432. That ought to tell you that he's been doing his job, waiting on those pitches. Now here comes Kyle Schroedel, who'd like to break out. He struck out back in the first. And Rivera's got five of his six outs have been by strikeout. Schroedel waits, bearing the bruises of being a catcher already in this game. First pitch misses inside, a ball and no strikes. Not great speed at second. Machuca can run pretty well at first, but, you know, you don't want to outrun the guy in front of you. I don't think he's going to do that. Nick Schroedel, last night's pitcher, out with the 50-50 raffle, working the crowd, saying hi to some folks in uniform. Probably not needed tonight. A one ball, no strike count coming while his brother hits behind him. Foul back out of play. Not even sure he realizes that. That'd be a good. So Kyle Schroedel back in the batter's box. His brother working the 50-50 right behind him in the stands. They had to get a picture of that. Fastball, outside corner, called for a strike. From where we're sitting, looks like a lot of those strikes, and I'm not somebody that complains about the umpires. Colt 45's Milligan not necessarily getting that spot, or so it appears. One ball, two strike count now coming. Kyle waits. Big kick, Rivera, curveball, almost hit him, 2-2.
Hey, Kyle, come on, yeah.
Oh, here it comes. Yeah, the crowd's getting some more cowbells. Cowbell here in the bottom of the third. Rivera being deliberate here, and he's going to step off as the shortstop came all the way over. It didn't like something Brew was doing. I mean, I would say Brew is not stealing third. They may be trying to catch him wandering off, or they may just be looking to distract Schroedel at home plate. With a 2-2 pitch coming to Kyle. 2-2 train in the distance honks its, doesn't honk its horn, blows its whistle, horn. Hear it in the background. That one's fouled back. Oh, we got a fan trying to get the crowd going. A lot of Dodger hats out there tonight.
Barber College.
Two ball, two strike count now coming. Kyle Schroedel awaits the delivery. Rivera's taking forever. Here he goes, big kick. Fastball swung on. Hit good to center field, well to center field. Smelko goes back, but he'll make a catch. Tagging and trying for third is Chris Brood. Sliding in, the ball gets away, but not into the dugout. Chris testing his speed there. Just did get in safely, though. So not a sack fly, but it moves the runner over. Machuca stayed at first. Good job by Smelko to, you know, get the ball in. So we shall see with one out now. If the daring base running of the Colt 45s will pay off. As Nick Horsley comes to play, Nick got his first ribby of the year. The base is loaded. And you know what? He'll take it. Right-handed batter. Good cut at the first one, misses it 0-1. As Nick struggled to get the hits, he's still gotten on base. A dozen walks on the season. 0-1 pitch coming now. He has a man at third and a man at first. Fastball takes that one over for a strike. 0-2. Horsley waits. Machuca not likely going anywhere at first. They are holding him on, of course. Curve is over for called strike three. That was a big, slow roundhouse. That brings up Connor McCoy. Connor has committed now to Shasta College out of Anderson, American Christian Academy, an incoming freshman at Shasta. little right-handed batter. Struck out back in the first inning. I thought Connor had a hit, but the stats tell me he's still looking for that first hit with the Colt 45s. Takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0. I know he's had some solid at-bats and some fine defensive plays. 1-0 pitch coming. Fastball foul right side out of play. Lights are on now. At Tiger Field, you're in Redding, California. Wherever you are, again, we appreciate you listening in. So McCoy came in after Edwards re-injured that leg last night, was 0-2. They're kind of thrown right in there. Here comes the 1-1 pitch to Connor McCoy. That one's up, 2-1. He was working around the cage with Bill Plummer on some things today. Fun just to, in fact, in my career as a sportscaster, I say some of the most enjoyable parts is to be around the batting cage and hear the major leaguers, of course, people like Bill Plummer. You learn so much about the game, the preparations, and more. 2-1 count. McCoy opens his stance a little bit. Really cuts. I think he's opened it up a little bit. He's trying to get more, I think, more natural body into it. The count now 2-2. And the Bayena would bat next. We have two down. You're in the bottom of the third. Colt 45s. Men on the corners could use a good hack here from McCoy. Kid waits. Fastball. Oh, it didn't miss by much. 3-2. Here comes a payoff pitch. McCoy waving the bat. Now opens his stance. Now waiting. Here comes the pitch. Fast. Almost hit him. Ball four, bases loaded. So now Andy Bayena comes to the plate. Andy had the bunt single last night. After his second five-game hit, he's had 2 5-game hitting streaks on the year. And in the 16th game, well, a couple of games ago against the Fresno A's, he didn't start the game. Didn't really get an at-bat in that one. But he kind of hadn't got... He hasn't returned to his groove, I don't think, that he had going there. He said, as I said, 2 5-game hitting streaks this year already. That one's up. He certainly looked confident. He's getting stronger as the season goes along, too. You can catch some of the interviews with Colt 45's players on my YouTube page. Now that they're calling time, their pitching coach is going to go out. If you go to YouTube.com and you Google scorecard scribblings, or you go to the Colt 45's Facebook page, you can go down and post it where some of those interviews are. But there's pregame, we're posting as we get the chance to get them up there, the pregame interviews with players. Currently, Andy and Eamon Velarde are there. Velarde not with the club right now. This was scheduled to be a break for him. He's actually in Hawaii. So, Eamon, I'm sure since it's what? I don't know, late in the afternoon, maybe 4 o'clock or so. I don't remember the difference in time. But either way, I'm sure Eamon's listening to tonight's game in Hawaii. He'll be rejoining the club soon. Fastball misses away. And Andy quickly up in the count. 2 balls and no strikes. Colt 45s have them loaded. They're stranded runners in each of the first 2 innings so far. That one's on the inside corner and low called for a strike. Whatever the catcher, Jake Smith, told the pitching coach told him, I think he told him, just stick with your fastball, man. They can prove they can hit it because he's come out throwing heat after that little gathering. 1-1. Check swing didn't go. Misses 2-1. Three balls, one strike. The umpire is squaring that away. 3 balls, 1 strike. Always good to be confirmed. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. Swung on, tipped. Caught. Strike 2. 3-2. At third base is Chris Brew. Second is Machuca. First, Connor McCoy. Bayana. Off speed, inside, ball four. Second time tonight, Colt 45s have walked in a run. Rivera has walked in a run. Give the RBI the easy way to Andy Bayana. Brew scores. Machuca to third, McCoy to second, and with two outs, they're starting to get some action out in the bullpen. Bombers have a right-hander getting loose, and Tyler Thompson at the plate. Tyler's been on both times tonight. First time worked his way back after falling behind in the count and had a nice single to center, eventually scored the game's first run, and then his speed moved him to third, but he didn't score in the second after a walk. A wild pitch, and then a sack, fly ball moved him over. Takes the next pitch, 2-0. And there, the manager, St. John, is doing the hurry up, get ready signal to his bullpen. And that's because the wheels are, the lug nuts are loose right now on Rivera. And he is struggling with the bases loaded, 3-0. Here comes the pitch, and it hit him. Ouch! Right leg, I believe. Not even a hint of a limp, though. As the run comes in, I'm going to tell you, that might be all. They are hurrying to see if they can get their bullpen ready. We'll get a number on that. But Colt 45s have now tied the game at four. Machuca scores. Connor McCoy to third. Bayana to second. And Thompson at first, and I have to tell you, they have speed out there now. You know, you get one in the gap, a double is going to clear these bases with that speed out there. And Brendan Root takes the first pitch for a ball. And there's a whole lot of activity out there. This one swung on, hit towards center. Over to his right is Smelko. He'll make the catch for out number three, but not before the Colt 45s get two runs on just one hit. They leave the bases loaded and tie this game up. We go to the top of the fourth. It's 4-4, Colt 45s and the B-52s on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Getting our first look in relief at the newest Colt 45's player, Desmond Parisotto out of Seattle University. Colby Milligan, and I'm not sure, we'll check in and see if he's okay, but he went just three innings, 48 pitches in those three innings. Just didn't look comfortable after the first. Four hits, four earned runs, two walks, three strikeouts. And so he's replaced by Desmond, by Parisotto. Desmond Big, lefty, 6 foot, 190 pounder out of Liberty Lake, Washington, Freeman High School. Colt 45s have three players representing Seattle University. Peter Kronowski, an incoming freshman for them, and of course Julian Kodama, who not available tonight as he came up with a strep throat, I'm told, so he's got to stay away from the team for a couple of days, so hopefully he gets well in a hurry. And the left-hander, Parisotto, I tell you, he's taller than 6 feet. First pitch was over for a strike to the number three hitter, the number nine hitter in their lineup, the left-handed batting catcher, Jake Smith, who watched a called third strike, quickly falls behind 0-2. Peristoto looking good. He's throwing strikes out of the gate. That's off speed, bounced right side. Tweet fields it, steps on the bag himself, a three unassisted, out number one. Peristoto is one of those guys, as is Kadama. He's been on listed on the roster. We just didn't know what their numbers were going to be. As players join midseason, as often is the case in summer collegiate ball, first thing, yes, any new numbers today, Skipper? He had two of them yesterday. And for those of you who want to know, number 26 is what Peristoto is wearing. Facing the right-handed batting leadoff hitter, Eric Smelko. Missed the off-speed. Way out in front of that one. 0-1. Desmond pitched 20 games as a freshman at Seattle, which is a lot for a freshman. That fastball is up. Pitching for the Redhawks, he started four games, finished 0-2, but with a respectable 4.74 ERA as a freshman. Lodges 41 hits in 43 and two-thirds innings. In fact, in one of his starts, took a no-hitter into the seventh inning. That one swung on, chopped towards left field. Machuca turns on it as it bounces on the warning track to the wall. Chugging into second is Smelko for a one-out double. He's kind of hacked at that one. Almost a butcher boy. I mean, he just did a contact swing. Hey, he made it count. Cody Banks now to the plate with a man in scoring position. A Banks singled and scored in the third. He struck out in the first. More on Desmond. Four-year letterman in high school. And, in fact, his team in 2018 at Freeman High School, as he looks to second and delivers a off-speed up. They won the 2018 Washington Interscholastic Association 1A Championship. Checks the runner at second, working from the stretch now. Big kick in the stretch. Fastball misses low. You know, for Desmond and any of the guys that just joined, and I talked to Nick Schrodel about that. He said that Rick Bassetti has excellent groundskeeping care. The mounds are in excellent condition. The bullpen mound, he said, is very similar to the game mound. And you get that at professional, major colleges, professional teams, but oftentimes summer collegiate or smaller colleges, they do not have an adequate mound that helps the guy get ready. But he said, Nick told me that that's not an excuse here. You can be as comfortable after just throwing in the pen here. Peristoto, though, no matter what, it's taking that mound for the first time in game action. There have to be some nerves, some butterflies. Now the count runs to 3-1 on the right-handed batter, Cody Banks. Second is open. There's one out. Here, top four. Tied at four. Runner going. Swung on. Hit towards left center. Thompson going to his right. Goes down to a knee. Makes the catch. Comes up throwing. Will they double the man off second? No, it gets away. Will it get into the dugout? It doesn't, but ultimately allows the runner to head back over to third. Now, did he tag? Still has to tag. I believe he did because he was sliding in. But almost got him out there. And all you've got to do on a – you don't have to tag the guy. All you got to do is play that like a first baseman out there. And it just happened to get away. So I'm not sure who gets credited or discredited. Not that's not the proper word, but who gets charged with the error. It could be McCoy. So nice catch by Thompson, but then the throw allows the runner to get to third. Swung on line through the hole, left side base hit by Brian Orr. So he made that first pitch count. And that run scores. At this point, it could be unearned, depending on what happens next, because by all accounts, that runner shouldn't have been at third base, and I don't believe he would have scored on that single. It was just hit too sharply. And Machuca does have a very good arm. Their cleanup hitter, Giacomini, comes to the plate. Walked, scored in the second, singled in the third, was stranded on base. The throwing error was on, I guess, on the... I thought the the air would have been on Thompson. Perhaps it was a relay, but either way, it was they're giving the air on the throw. Either way, the batter Giacomini, cleanup hitter, takes the first pitch for a strike. Getting a look at the pitcher's breaking ball there. It's his left-handed move. We haven't really seen it from Parisotto yet. But he jumps out in front 0-2. Or at first base leads their club with three steals. There's a pretty good lead over there with two outs, so two count, but you don't want to take the bat out of the big man's hands. Swung on, bounced right side, tweet, but it bounces foul just before Tanner could get to it. It was one of those, you're hoping it takes a friendly hop, but a right-handed batter hitting it to the first base side is normally going to bounce as it did there. Unfriendly foul ball. Count stays 0-2. Not sure if we've seen the last of Ryan Rivera, but they've had some steady bullpen work out there going. Justin Smith has been getting loose for quite some time. May have another pitcher out there throwing as well. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. That was up, 1-2. Parisotto trying to get him to chase something. Now, Giacomini kind of almost lays the bat like he's measuring it from the ground. Swung on, popped right side. Will it stay in foul territory in play? Tweet over, runs it down but can't make the over-the-shoulder catch. Went a long way. McCoy could have called him off, but I don't think he got there as quickly as Tweet. So falls down, just a long foul ball. Not an error. It was a tough play. Tried to get it over the shoulder. Until you've played enough baseball at a park to get the feel for it all, it's tough with those pops of the way the wind's blowing. Absolutely gorgeous the way the orange sun is shining on a clear night across the peaks at Lassen right now. We can see it to right field. Giacomini swings, bounces it sharply to short. Roop has it no problem, makes the strong throw, gets the slow base runner to end the inning. So the Bombers get one. On two hits, they do leave a man on base. Colt 45's needing to catch up again. It's 5-4. Humboldt going bottom of the fourth on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, we'll see if the Mick Jagger-inspired Start Me Up music between innings gets it going for the Colt 45s. Back and forth in this one, trailing 5-4. Tanner Tweet going to lead things off. Tanner needs to focus on refining his last night's self. He's been eager in his first two at-bats. I think he'd tell you. He was so far in front on his last strikeout. He was well into his kick. He was way off stride. You know, we've got a new pitcher. We're going to learn a little bit about him. We can tell you about the starter, though, for the B-52s. Rivera went 3-4 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned, 6 walks, 6 strikeouts. Do we have any other changes? We'll just have to hold our breath and see if we can determine that. It almost looks like we have a new catcher, but I'm not going to make any guesses. No, it's still Jason. So the new pitcher is the right-hander, Justin Smith. Smith didn't pitch yesterday. He's a right-hander, little guy. And on the season, Justin just joined the club. In fact, they just gave us his number yesterday. So this is his first appearance for the Bombers. Pretty good-looking fastball. Little guy, kind of a short-arm delivery. Nice zip there. He missed for a ball, no strikes. Tanner Tweet has whiffed twice in this game after his big four-hit night last night. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Big cut on that one. Fouled it back 1-1. Justin Smith on the rubber. He's working from the stretch. Tanner out of course, the great baseball program down at Red Bluff. One ball, one strike pitch. Powerful short stroke, but no contact. 1-2. Justin Smith is pitching for UC Davis. Trying to learn a little more about him. He's wearing the high blue stockings, old school. Leg kick, check swing. Yeah, I think he went. Let's see what the... They're not asking for help. 2-2. I would have asked for help. I'm glad he didn't. Tanner Tweet swings on. Here comes the pitch. Breaking ball. Slow roller to short. Cope fields and throws. Just got Tweet at first. Tanner was given the safe sign. You know, sometimes you think you can influence the umpire by doing that. Doesn't work, but you can do it anyway. You go safe as you cross first base. And the umpire doesn't buy that. You're either out or you're not. I got to tell you. And he was out by a hair. No instant replay, but Tanner shows good wheels. Better than you'd think for a guy his size. Brings up Chris Brew now. Base is empty. He's been on base both times, scored after singling in the third. Again, like the little fastball, the short arm from the right-hander, Justin Smith, that he gets there in a hurry. Hides the ball pretty well. Here comes the pitch. That one... Cut something on that one. Missed away. 2-0. Hitters count now for Christopher Brew. Chris standing in. Waits the pitch. Is he looking fastball? He gets one, but it bounces a foot in front of the plate. And it's 3-0. Justin Smith awaits the 3-0, but there's the fastball and it's over. I'm not sure if he's related to Alec. I will try to find out. The two Smiths are on this team. I believe they both go to Davis, play for the Aggies. That one misses ball four. So you take a one-out walk here. Whatever it takes to get it started for the Colt 45s. They've had base runners in every inning. A little more on Justin Smith. Went to Wood Creek High School. Started out his college career at Yuba College. The right-hander, 6 foot. He's a junior out of Roseville. His first year in D1. Pitched out of the bullpen. Just in 4 games. Pitched in 16 games at Yuba the previous year. And that brings the big Machuca to the plate. He was thinking... Lassen peak, but that one missed it, 0-1. Smith not afraid. He's got a good fastball, but on both these guys, he's thrown a change early in the count. And he had him guessing there, guessing wrong. That's another breaking ball. That one's called a strike. Looked like a curve. It comes about three-quarter, but fairly quick with that arm delivery. Brew not a big threat to go, though he did run aggressively in the third, and it set up a run. Tagged on a fly ball to center that paid off. Machuca was way out in front on that one. He's going to center himself. Gets it out of the box, trying to get his head straight here. So Smith, as a junior, was 0-1. Just pitched 2 1/3 innings at UC Davis with the Aggies. Bruno lead to mention. Machuca chased it up the ladder, and what happens usually? You fall. He didn't catch up to it. Strike three. Seventh strikeout of the game. Colt 45's hitters. Now Kyle Schroeder to the plate. His fly ball to center in the third was deep enough to move Brew over and set up the first run of that inning. Colt 45's with deuces in the first and the third innings. Smith looks over to first. Brew again not showing much of a lead. Fastball. Missed. 2-0. Light breeze to right field right now. Kyle Schroeder waves. Well, he let that one sail. Dropped the arm, and the off-speed just sailed up. 3-0. Coach Biz in the third base box. Coach Miller in the first base box for the Colt 45s. So two outs. That was a 3-0 pitch. It was over for a called strike. That's the old automatic. Here comes a 3-1. And again, kind of dropped the arm, let that one sail, and ball four. So the Colt 45s have two base runners here facing a new pitcher. And Nick Horsley comes to the plate. Got his first ribby of the year back in the first. Nick told me a couple days ago he's looking forward when he gets some family to come visit later in the summer. He's used to playing in the heat. Where he lives in Utah gets hot. Nick's out of Leverkin, Utah. He said, this is nothing. Takes that one. It's over for a strike. 1-1. You hope that his confidence can come back as a hitter because he has struggled. And not, you know, of course, not seeing him before he's here, you look at his numbers in high school and college. He's obviously been a good hitter. Chases that one out. But he just has not been able to shake the... He needs to get some, like from Major League, some voodoo on his bat or something. I'm joking, of course, but it's just one of those things. You can see it's probably mental. He's just waiting to get it going. They're waiting on some baseballs. I also have the answer now to Peyton Edwards not being available for tonight's game. How do I know Peyton's not available? Because he's got a brace on his left knee and he's wearing shorts. So he's not playing tonight. So, and just from the looks of the way he's walking, he might be taking a couple of days off. He's had to fight through some injuries Peyton has, and that is why Nick's playing third tonight. That and the fact that Kadama joined the club and is out with the strep throat. I'm not a doctor. I was told strep. Could just be a bad sore throat. They told me strep, so he's staying away from the team. Get well soon, Julian, if you're out there listening. That one misses high, 2-2. But Horsley is a solid third baseman, but was working well for the Colt 45s with Edwards at second or third. Harrison no longer with the club. He's finished his commitment to the team. And Kodama's here to play. So as soon as he's healthy and back, you'll see his left-handed bat in the lineup. Roop said he loves playing second, so that may be the normal setup. But if Edwards is out, you may see a combination of Kadama at short, Roop at third, McCoy at second. It's just going to really depend. That fastball misses. 3-2 now the count. So a full count to Nick Horsley. Chokes up on the bat a little bit here. Drags the bat. Outside edge of the plate. Taps the inside. Now he waits. 3-2. Runners going. Swung on. Missed at the slider. Strike three. So a tough one with two on. No runs, no hits, no errors, two walks, left stranded. We will go now to the top half of inning number five, Colt 45's trailing the B-52s 5-4 on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for Little Explorers, a hands-on learning program for children ages 2 to 5. Stories, crafts, and so much more. There's a new theme every month. Looking for something fun to do on the weekend? In addition to ongoing exhibits, Turtle Bay offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month, included with admission and always free for members. Don't miss out. Visit turtlebay.org for more information.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. Looking for a team-building exercise? Order Jersey Mike's delivery from Uber Eats. Then share. Collaboration by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
374. They're calling out some winning 50-50 raffle numbers tonight at the ballpark. Sounds like Rick Bassetti's on the microphone. We got like that for a little bit. That man can do it all. Rick Bassetti, GM of this club. Ready to go at it here, top of the fifth. Second inning for the young lefty Desmond Parisotto. Leading things off here in the top half of the fifth. Parisotto, of course, the second pitcher. Brayton Holiday, their left fielder, singled in a run in the third. Holiday hitting .372, now has 10 runs batted in, second on their club in RBI. Right-handed batter takes the first pitch up and away, a ball and no strike. Same two teams tomorrow night, same first pitch time, 7:15, broadcast at 7. And then Sunday, first pitch, 6:15, will be against the Ringtails. Colt 45's lost the last one against them, looking for some sweet hometown revenge there. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Rocking. Parisotto takes something off that one. Called for a strike, 1-2. Desmond mixing it up in his first appearance for the Colt 45s. Keeps his feet close together, working on his right side of the rubber. Check swing. Did he go? No, apparently not. Did he go? No. The umpire finally asked the first base ump. Ump doesn't have to ask. I've mentioned that before. The home plate umpire doesn't want to ask for help. He doesn't have to. In the major leagues, it's pretty much a courtesy. I do it all the time. But it's really usually the catcher's role to make sure they ask. You gotta don't overuse it. Nothing like aggravating the man behind you. 2-2, the count. Holiday awaits. Parisotto rocks and delivers. He misses away. 3-2. That outside zone on the outside edge of the plate on the right-handed batters from the left-handed pitchers in this game for the Colt 45s has been a tough strike to buy. Fastball went inside there. Swung right through it on his hands. Count now full. Now let's run down some major league scores for you if we can bring you up to date. Top of the 10th, White Sox and Rangers are tied at 4. Payoff pitch coming from the lefty. Parisotto delivers. Off-speed swung. Oh, he's way out in front. Just got a piece of it. Count stays full. White Sox Rangers tied at 4. You believe Yelich did it again? A two-run homer tonight. Brewers trailing in that one, 9-4. Homer yesterday was the only run his team scored. 3-2. Pitch coming. And not. Parisotto steps off, wipes some sweat from his brow now, climbs back on that rubber. I mentioned on the rubber, he keeps both his feet pretty close together when he starts his wind. And then gets comfortable as he rocks away. Change up inside, missed. Just a little. Maybe trying to get too fine there. Ball 4. First walk issued by Parisotto. Elsewhere, I mentioned the Reds lead the Brewers, 9-4 in the bottom of the 7. Twins over the Royals, 8-6. That's top 8. Bottom 7. Cardinals beating the Angels 5-1 as the left-handed batting Carter Cope comes up, and guess what? Didn't even try to move, and it hit him. Hit batter. You blink and you get a hit batter in college baseball these days. Puts two on, and you can hear some rumblings from the crowd because the second guy that's just kind of leaned into it. Runners on first and second. And the base umpire, you don't realize, but something else for baseball fans at the ballpark to kind of keep an eye on. Watch how umpires communicate with each other. This is an infield fly scenario. Runners on first and second, less than two outs. A pop playable by an infielder in fair territory would be considered a call for the infield fly rule. What that does is keep infielders from just purposely dropping the ball, letting the ball hit, and getting a cheap double play that way. 0-1, first pitch over, second one. Hit sharply, left side, gets through the hole for a hit. Coming up, throwing Machuca, and the runner will be held at third base. So bases loaded, nobody out. You're in the fifth. First hit of the inning. Third hit off of Parasoto. And that'll bring up Cole Harper. 0-for-1 hit batter, popped to the shortstop in the third. Back to the scoreboard. Giants still holding that lead. They got that big grand slam earlier. They're up 6-4 on the Diamondbacks in Arizona. That one's in the fourth. A's fans, Oakland's at home, and the Rays lead the A's 2-1. Fastball bounce left side. Horsley playing in. Fields it, goes home for the force. On to first. No, almost got the 5-2-3 double play. Well done, well played by Nick. Well played at home on the turn by Schrodel. You know, you practice that, and you rarely get to execute it. So you get the force at home, 5-2. Infield, now playing back up the middle, fairly in on the corners, as the left-hand batting Jake Smith stands in. Fastball swung on, hit pretty well to center, but not very deep. Thompson, under it as the runner tags. He's going to just go to third at pretty good speed there, keep the runner at second base. It's the smart play. So that'll be a sacrifice fly and an RBI for Jake Smith. It's now 6-4 lead for the Bombers. And the top of their order, Eric Smelko comes to the plate. It started off so well as Big Lefty started the game. Colby Milligan looked so comfortable, got him 1-2-3, and then just didn't look the same coming out in the second. And wound up pitching just those first three innings. Little right-handed batter, Smoko, swings at the 1-0 pitch, hits it left side. Will it get into the corner? It's a fair ball. One run's going to score. The throw comes in, a double, runners on second and third for Eric Smelko, and it's now 7-4. So at this point, Parasota's not fooling him. He's throwing strikes. That's for sure, and I'm not saying that to be, but he's just not fooling him. So Cole Harper over at third, and Smelko at second. Still two outs. Seventh batter of the inning is Cody Banks. He's had some pretty good at-bats tonight. He singled and scored back in the third. First pitch, Parasoto now backing, working from the wind. Curveball, bounced up the middle. He tries to flag it behind his back, but it gets through for a base hit. It just had eyes. One run scores, a second run ahead of the throw. Put two more on the board. It's now 9-4. That was one where Parasoto got him to ground, but the ball had eyes. He flagged the glove behind his back to try to knock it down. May have even gotten a piece of it, but either way, it's a two-run single for Cody Banks. And Brian Orr now at the plate. Orr, sharp single and an RBI in the fourth. He's 2-for-3. Right-handed batter waits, fouls that one off. Finishing on that scoreboard. Nice distraction from this inning. Orioles and Mariners tied at 3. That's in the third. Dodgers up 2-1 on the Rockies. Now that's in the fourth. By the way, Arenado hit another home run today.
For the Rocks.
That one's over for a strike. Quickly out in front on the batter, Brian Orr. Mets edge the Cubs 5-4. McNeil, three ribbies in that one. This one bounced foul. Count stays at 0-2. Marlins, 2-1. Holiday, a homer. Solo blast for the Marlins. Final, Braves. Nationals beat the Braves 4-3. Riley and Gomes, homers in that one. Pirates beat the Padres 2-1. Machado hit his 15th. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Runner's going here. Did that hit him? It did. It hit the elbow. Again, not much of an attempt to move. And he's down to first with a hit by pitch. And he's wearing an elbow guard, it appears, but it hurts. I'd like to see them change that part of the game. Really would. And it would probably in the long term help some, keep some guys out of injuries. I mean, even though they're wearing those cards, that hurts. I'd be surprised if he shakes that one off where it hit him. We'll see. But this is the ninth hitter of the inning. Either way, no whining from the radio announcer. Two on, two outs. Giacomini to the plate. His fourth at-bat already in this game. He's 1-for-2. Grounded to short with runners in scoring position back in the fourth. Fastball popped up right side out of play. Hey, let's go back to that scoreboard, huh? Yankees beat the Astros 4-1. Sanchez hit his 23rd. And Torres is 18th for the Yankees. Something's in the baseball, folks. Red Sox won 7-5 in 10. Grychuk a two-run shot. Vasquez a homer. And the Indians edge the Tigers 7-6 at Progressive Field. That's a called strike two. In that one, bunch of home runs. For Detroit, Dixon and Stewart. Cleveland had three of them. Santana had his 16th. McKean and Luplo. I believe that's how you say it. Luplo. I will gladly stand corrected when need be. 0-2 the pitch. Tried to get him to go up the ladder, but the ladder was way high in 1-2. Action in the bullpen. Looks like the lefty, Kronowski. So we could be seeing the other Seattle University left-hander out there. Could be wrong, but I'm looking out there. Fouled off right side, going to be out of play. Yeah, that's who it is. Kronowski getting loose. One of these guys probably going to have to pitch this weekend to start. My guess at Kronowski, Velarde's, I'm not sure when he will return, but I'm sure he would need a couple of innings to get back in the groove. So one of these two lefties you're probably going to see pitch again this weekend. Off-speed, got him to hook on it, miss. Strike three. So Presotto works out of a jam here in the fifth, but not before the visitors bomb for four. Four runs on three hits. A couple of hit batters, a walk, and you know how that adds up to trailing now 9-4. Colt 45's baseball is on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Murphy for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. To reduce energy costs, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning will show you a new high-efficiency system that can save you money. Call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning for a free estimate at 221-2642 or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Well, Colt 45 so far needing to come up with that clutch hit with men in scoring position. They've actually got the little help from the base on ball. And the hit batter, as the other team has benefited from. Colt 45's had some guys on base. They've stranded eight in this game, but the strikeouts have been the bugaboo. Eight strikeouts already in this game. Leading things off, Connor McCoy, second baseman, takes a couple of pitches out in front of the count, 2-0. We mentioned Justin Smith. He's the second pitcher in the game for Scott St. John's Bombers. 2-0. Came in with a curve on 2-0. Called for a strike. McCoy backed up on it, and it hooked over. We saw the thing to look for in Justin Smith is that arm slot. He got in trouble when he began dropping it down last inning. Hooks another curve. That one called for a strike. 2-2. Connor 0 for 1, walked, was stranded in the third. Here comes the pitch. Big kick. Tried to get him to chase one down and away, and the count now full. Anybody in on that? Again, we've mentioned, but the injuries and mid-season commitments ending. Colt 45s don't have a lot of depth right now. They'll add to that as a couple of injuries heal. But they need to get a pop from somewhere. McCoy takes ball four, so he's down to first with a walk. Colt 45s have had 9 walks in this game. Need I tell you that they'd rather have more hits. Only 4 of them. Trailing 9-4 right now. A lot of baseball left to be played, of course. We're in the bottom of the 5th. Runner on first, Andy Bayena at the plate. Good fastball, but misses. 1-0. Smith has a good fastball, but he seems to be not using it. I mean, he's still the first time through this order. Check swing there, and that was called strike one, 1-1. And he struck out in the second, but then walked with the bases loaded in the third. He's had a good on-base percentage this year, .493, as that one is fouled away. Now we're in the bustling downtown of Reading. So that was not my car. Dan, our PA announcer. My car's well protected. Ball and 2 strikes. It's under a tree. Unless there's high winds, I'm okay. That one bounced up there, 2-2. Bayana's been, you know, one of the steady guys on this team. We mentioned his on-base percentage is good, .523. Taking a 2-2 count here, swung on fastball. Good zip on it, fouled back. Andy staying, hanging in there in this at-bat. Light breeze out to right. Not a factor tonight as it was last night to this point. Swung on, hit down the right field line. Hooking foul. Will the right fielder get to it? It is foul. He does not. So it's just a long strike. Not even that. Foul ball, 2-2. I'm just thinking how many times will... Because he has this good fastball, but Andy getting a little bit closer to it there. Now, let's see what Smith brings with the 2-2. Takes something off of it, bounces it left side to foul, out of play. That was a curve. And he chokes up just a bit. Going into his junior year at Regis University. 2-2 pitch coming. Runner not going. Swung on. Hit pretty well towards left, but now coming in, the left fielder will have to let it drop in front of him. Looked like it was going to carry a little bit more than that, and then the left fielder, Holiday, came in and winds up being a, it looks like a line drive in the box score, right? Runners on first and second. Pretty good speed out there right now with nobody out. As Tyler Thompson comes to the plate. Tyler starting a new hitting streak tonight. Single scored in the first. Walked. Hit by a pitch. Keeping that on-base percentage in the stratosphere. Left-handed batter, University of Utah, standing in there. Flag is now not blowing at all. Squares to bunt, but didn't need to. Pitch goes back to the screen. Pulled back. Wants to make sure with the umpire that he did not hit him with a strike there.
Strip them in, strip them till they're raw, raw, raw.
One ball, no strikes. Now men on second and third. Action in the bullpen for the Bombers. Nobody out. It's a good start to the inning. That one's over for a called strike. One and one. Beautiful blue sky night tonight. You can see Tiger Field from space. Swung on, foul left side. I really don't know if you can see Tiger Field from space, but it sounds cool, doesn't it? I mean, it's so clear up here right now tonight. Speed at second, McCoy at second in Vanna, and third in McCoy. That one's fouled out of play. You want to take advantage here with runners in scoring positions. It's what you've been looking for. Cole 45's fans are aware. They're getting a little bit loud. One and two. Bounced up there, and it hit everybody. It did a little pinball action back there once it hit the ground. No harm. No runners move up. It's still men on second and third. It deposited right beneath Jake Smith after bouncing around back there for a second. Now 2-2. Tyler Thompson and Waits holds the bat. Up and takes that one inside. 3-2. Holds it just not super high, just above the shoulder. Fairly close to his head, about chin high. So he can get a compact but yet still powerful swing. 3-2 pitch coming. Bounced up there again. Ball four. Bases loaded. Got away for a second, but nobody's going anywhere because Brendan Roof is coming to the plate with nobody out. And, yeah, that's gonna get a visit to the mound from their manager. Let's see. He looks out to the bullpen. He has the look of somebody that's getting help, and he does. We'll tell you about the pitching change when we come back. Bases juiced for Brendan Roof here in the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball. This pitching change on KCNR 96.5 FM. And 1460 AM.
Brian Regan.
I think when you hear that term, though, boots on the ground, you assume that means soldiers in those boots. I say we drop a bunch of boots on them.
Friday, June 28th, live at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Plane load after plane load just keep shoving boots out. What is with all these boots on the ground?
Brian Regan.
Hey, here's something I don't think a parent has ever said. The kids are upstairs playing with all their old Happy Meal toys. I don't think a McDonald's Happy Meal toy has ever made it to sundown.
Friday, June 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Even if you do get it to work, you never want to do it more than once. So what happens? You push this button, it shoots at 4 inches. Throw it in the trash.
Buy your tickets now for Brian Regan. Visit ReadingCivic.com. And watch Nunchucks and Flamethrowers on Netflix.
And I hope you had a good time. I know I did. Good night.
Don't miss Brian Regan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. Care Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back. Bases loaded. New pitcher in the game is a right-hander. Antonio Carvalho is making his fourth appearance. He's 0-1 with a 3.52 ERA. Just 7 2/3 innings, 7 hits, and 3 earned runs. Comes in with the bases loaded facing Brendan Roop, and the big right-handed hitter, strong right-handed hitter, takes a cut and misses the first pitch, 0-1. You know Brendan's trouble. And with the bat in his hands, and he's hitless tonight, 0-3. 0-1, the delivery takes that one away, 1-1. So Smith making his first appearance, tired in relief of Ryan Rivera, and leaves this mess with nobody outs. That's what the Colt 45s are hoping for. Do something with it. Off-speed bounce foul, out of play, third base side. Count now 1-2. Carvalho also plays in the field for the B-52s. A little bit of outfield. But primarily a pitcher, it appears. Here comes a 1-2. Roop takes it high and inside. 2-2. Third base. Our third base VIP pavilion is getting loud out there tonight. That's good. I like that. 3-2 now as he misses inside. Antonio Carvalho out of East Central. That one misses. Ball four. Bases loaded walk for the reliever who comes in. And the Colt 45s cut it to 9-5. So over to third goes Baena. To second is Thompson. You have good speed on the base paths with Roop also at first. And now Tanner Tweet, 0-3 tonight. Pressing a little bit, I think, after his groovy game last night. Nice cut, fouls it back, 0-1. Modest five-game hitting streak on the line tonight. Tied with Peyton Edwards for the longest current streak on the club. Right-handed batter stands in there. He's had a lot of fans out at the ballpark coming up from Red Bluff. A strong right-handed batter awaits. Bases loaded. Swung on. Yeah, he took a good cut at that one. Nothing wrong with a good cut. Fouls that one back out of play 0-2. Carvalho coming right at him. We'll see what's next. Action in the Colt 45's bullpen continues. A couple of guys out there. Looks like, I'm not sure who's throwing. They're waiting right now. 0-2, the delivery. Outside, 1-2. Tried to get him to chase something there. And that has been the MO of this Colt 45's team. Going to come a point in time where these strikeouts that they know have got to go down. 1-2 pitch. Hopefully, not jinxing anybody there. Tweet takes that one inside, 2-2. Tanner looking comfortable. As I mentioned in his early at-bats, just looked a little too eager. Sometimes when you're feeling good, you got to just rein it in a little bit. Let's see if he gets what he wants here. Off speed, he just fouled it off. Staying alive. A little disco on that one. Nice, beautiful night at the ballpark. No jackets needed. No cooling fans needed. Goldilocks and the Bears would like it just fine. Just right. That one misses, so it's now 3-2. Nobody out. Bases loaded for Tanner Tweet. He waits for the payoff. Here it comes. Swung on, hit sharply left side. Third baseman to his left. Gets the glove on it. Over to second. Gets one, but a run scores. It's 9-6. Nicely played over at third base by the secret agent, Cody Banks. He didn't have much time to play with it. He had to get it up and get throwing. 5-4 on that out. So over at third is Thompson. Roop is out at second. Tweed is safe at first on the fielder's choice. Ban, of course, scored, and Chris Brew now comes to the plate. One down here in the fifth. Brew, the right-hander, better takes the first pitch for a ball. Chris officially 1-for-1, a couple of walks and a single. Takes that one up. He walked with a man in scoring position in the first, but looking for that RISP at bat with men on the corners here. Takes that one for a ball quickly, in good shape, sitting at 3-0. Here comes the pitch. The 3-0 automatic called for a strike. Carvalho's last appearance. Well, actually, he didn't. Didn't pitch last night. He played last night, but didn't pitch. He was out in right field. But his last appearance as a pitcher was against the Ringtails. Went a couple of innings and didn't give up anything. Brew fouls that one off. Count at 3-2 now. As I mentioned, good Tanner Tweed earlier in the game, good base runner. Not a blazer, but he's going here. And that's high and inside, ball four. So you can put Tanner in motion. He's just a solid all-around player and pretty good wheels for a big guy. Didn't matter. It was a walk anyway. So Big Chuk at the plate. Jacob Machuca comes up. Left-handed batter. Good to see him back in the lineup. Makes the sign of the cross in the dirt behind home plate and then gets himself ready for his at-bat. Ready to stand in there. Left-handed batter. Kind of almost on the rubber. He's ready to throw. Breeze blowing out again to right. Base is loaded. Fastball outside corner call for a strike. As we've mentioned a few times the last couple of broadcasts, Colt 45s have been working on going to the off-field. But with that way that wind's blowing out, boy, you give him something inside, he might make you pay. He was way out in front on that one. Took a little something off of changeup. 0-2. Shuttle due up next, barring a DP. Yeah, playing pretty deep in all fields, actually. Big hole on the right side, though. First baseman playing behind the runner, but pretty close to second. It's a pretty good hole between first and second. That one misses. Ball and two strikes now. There's no saber metrics at work in this one. Here comes an off-speed. Misses inside. 2-2. The B-52's dug out in there. Their group of fans were begging for that one over there. They're working on the home plate umpire on that one. Yeah, they couldn't see it any better than me. Looks like a ball. 2-2. Fastball popped up. Out of play. Over onto the bocce court. Out here at Tiger Field. Park located right next to the library and all the cleaning up and security measures. It's just become a much more enjoyable, beautiful place to come to a game, and stadium's in great shape. I think you have to tip a cap to Rick Bassetti and working with the city to take good care of this facility. Here comes a 2-2. Swung on, missed. It was a little out in front. Looked like the change. Man, their fans are getting rowdy. Big strikeout with the bases loaded. 9-6 is our score. Two are in, but the Colt 45s have only got one hit in this inning. The base is loaded. Kyle Schroeder looking for that hit. 0 for 2 with a walk. Right-handed batter awaits. That's a fastball over for a strike. Kyle looking for one here. Hacks it to left field. Base hit. One run will score. Rounding third. Chugging for home. Tanner Tweed. Heel score sliding. No throw. And the Colt 45s are right there. 9-8. Kudos to you, Kyle Schroeder. I know that was a solid at-bat from him, and he needed it. Big two-run single. Thompson and Tweed score. And now you're back in the ball game, 9-8. And Nick Horsley at the plate. He has two on. Again, still two outs. First pitch, takes it for a ball. Carvalho's thrown a lot of pitches here already just to these few guys he's faced since coming into the game. Nine-eight now the score. The two-out rally vibes going here. Horsley would like to be the next to deliver. Change up inside misses. 2-0. Smith gets charged with those first two runs. Since then, it's Carvalho's damage. Oh, nice little cutter inside. And low, but called for a strike right on that spot. You hit the mitt right there. 2-1. Horsley waits. Off speed. That was a curveball away. Didn't like it, but it was a called strike. Wasn't what he was looking for. Crowd getting into it. Let's see if Nick can follow it up. Off-speed bounce, foul left side. Barrett Fasking tips it, and the rebound pulled in by Andy Bayena. Good glove work over there in foul territory tonight by the Colt 45's bench crew. 2-2 pitch. Comes the horse. Breaking ball, almost hit him. 3-2. There's no room for Horsley out there. I guess there kind of is. Runners on first and second. At second is Chris Brew. At first is Kyle Schroeder. It's a 9-8 game. A payoff pitch coming. The big horse, Nick Horsley. Here comes the pitch. Fastball. High chopper up the middle. Does it have eyes? The shortstop coming. He'll never get him. Infield hit for Nick Horsley, and the bases are full. So at third base now is Chris Brew. Second is Schroeder. At first is Horsley. And the kid comes up with a chance. He started off this inning, walked and scored. Colt 45s have batted around. Good to do that to somebody else after being batted around on twice last night in one inning. First pitch to McCoy. Is it called strike on a breaking ball? I tell you. And here's what he ought to do. I'm wishful thinking, but the third baseman is almost in left field. Swung on, hit sharply off the pitcher's left foot. Bounds away. Our hands are safe. That hurt. He's back on his feet, but that is a line drive single for Connor McCoy. His first as a Colt 45. And the manager is quickly out there. It hit him pretty solid. That was a lot of meat. And he hopped around after getting hit. And if he does have to come out of the game, they'll have all the time they would need to get somebody going. But so McCoy comes up with the RBI single. It is tied at 9. So Brew scores the tying run. Now Schroeder is at third. Horsley's at second. Connor at first. They're going to give Caraballo a couple of pitches to throw. I believe it was his landing foot. He looked pretty comfortable there. That's one of those that might hurt later. After, not to laugh, I'm sure it hurts now, but it might, you'd expect that could possibly swell. The umpire Davis point to fasting that that is not considered a visit to the mound by the Bombers manager. So he could still make another visit to Caraballo if he chose to. So Andy Baena bats for the second time this inning, singled and scored back in the fifth. It's still the fifth. I like it. 9-9 the score. Bases loaded. Andy Shields bunt. See, I'm not as dumb as I sound sometimes. Ball. But with Banks playing so deep at third, if you get a bunt down like Baena did yesterday, no chance. But you also could get a single and knock in a couple. Oh, he takes a changeup. Looked like a cutter outside, called strike. He was looking for something a little harder. Oh, that was a good pitch. Ball and a strike, now the count. Cole 45 is trying to maximize runners in scoring position. Fastball just missed a little low. Sacramento and Vegas, the Rivercats up 5-2 now in the eighth. Here comes a 2-1 pitch now to Andy Baena. Bases juiced. Didn't want it. Didn't need it. It was a ball, 3-1. Crowd starting to get the feel here. I don't even think they need any cowbell, as the base hit would do. Tie game. Off-speed almost hit him. Did it? It was ball four. Doesn't matter. Either way, it walks in a run. The Colt 45s have the lead, 10-9. Schrodel scores. Horsley over to third. McCoy at second. Now I think their pitching coach is going to come out. They're getting somebody. They're going to kill some time now. They're going to try to have a little chat. The slow walk. The slow walk meaning somebody's getting up to get loose. I'm surprised they didn't have somebody up after he got hit. And now they're calling for the umpire. They're going to try to say it's the injury so they can get all the time they need to get somebody loose. I don't think anybody's going to argue with that. Caraballo not comfortable. Fasking's going to say, what are you talking about? But I said nobody's going to argue with that, and Jared, my producer, said I will. Yeah, it's a pitching change, and this one they'll give whoever comes in time to get loose because Caraballo had to leave the game one batter after being hit with that shot up the box. So, Cole 45's up 10-9. We'll tell you about the pitching change when we return here with two outs in the bottom of the fifth. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Cade Sheets, the new pitcher, also a teammate at Santa Rosa Junior College of Jacob Marquez of the Colt 45s. He's a right-hander, comes into the game. This is his fifth appearance in 17 innings. He's been solid, allowed 12 hits, just four earned runs, a 2.12 ERA, six walks, 14 strikeouts. He started three of the four games he's pitched in. Coming into this one. So just his second relief appearance, and I'm guessing they probably didn't plan to use him tonight, but the Colt 45s are showing some patience at the plate, getting some base on balls, and now with the sharply hit ball back up the middle by Connor McCoy. Carvalho tried to stay in there after being hit on his landing foot with that line drive, but obviously it was bothering him. They've got more action out in their bullpen, too. A side armor getting loose out there if needed. Craig, well, no, that wouldn't be Craig Broadman. We just saw him last night. We'll figure out who that is later. Not important right now. So Sheets, your new pitcher. And we told you they'd give him plenty of time. Well, let's look at how this inning has unfolded. Connor walked to start it off. And then Baena singled. Thompson walked. Brendan Roop walked with the bases loaded. Tanner Tweet then grounded into a fielder's choice that they got a single out at second, but it brought in a run. Chris Brew then walked. Machuca struck out, but Schrodel singled sharply to left, bringing in two. Horsley got a single on a high chopper up the middle. And McCoy singling in a run off the pitcher. And then the next man, Baena, walked with the bases loaded to make it 10-9, Colt 45. So we have a pitching change. It's ready to go. Right-hander working from the stretch. It's over for a strike. He goes, as I said, Santa Rosa Junior College. Cade Sheets, first pitch, looked like a little zip to it. Taller guy, about 6'2", takes a deep breath from the stretch and delivers an off-speed. Smash the bat, throw to first, gets Tyler Thompson there for out number three. Not Goodwood. Hit it on the nose, but the bat had to go. Well, Colt 45 still plate 10. I'm sorry, now have plated 10. They played six in this inning. To take that 10-9 lead, going to the sixth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to soul to today's pop charts. Tickets are just $15 each or a table of 10 for $130. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethe culture.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Colt 45's back on top as we go to the sixth. 10 runs, 8 hits, 1 error for the Colt 45s through 5 innings. 9-9-1 for the Humboldt B-52 Bombers. And we have a new pitcher for the Colt 45s. We've pretty much gone the gamut of Seattle University. Almost of all the lefties, it looks like. Almost all of them. As Peter Kronowski comes in to pitch. Big 6'2", 200-pounder out of Littleton, Colorado, Heritage High School. He's an incoming freshman for Seattle University and has really shown some nice signs of brilliance. Mature and just has to learn to pitch at this level, but he's going to be a good one. And at his age, his fastball looks developed a little bit more than most. Has shown us some good things so far. Comes into the game. This is his fourth appearance. He's thrown 8 innings. 11 hits. Excuse me. This is his fourth appearance. 8 innings, 11 hits, 6 earned runs, 3 walks, 10 strikeouts in those 8 innings. He's 1-1 with a 6.75 ERA. Not enough innings for that ERA to really be indicative of anything. And leading things off, he has a lead to work with. Pitcher of record right now for the Colt 45s would indeed be the man he replaces, Desmond Parisotto. First pitch to the right-handed batter, Braden Holiday. There's a ball. Next one's over for a strike. Big lefty working from the stretch. Big kick. Fastball gets by him. 1-2. Final line on the Colt 45's second pitcher, Parisotto. Two innings, five hits, five runs, four of them earned, a walk and a strikeout. Here comes the fastball. Just cut it on the outside corner. Missed just away. Milligan went three with four hits and four earned runs. A couple walks and three strikeouts after the first just didn't look comfortable. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. Big leg kick. Fastball lines it right side. Hooking fair ball in the corner. Round and first, heading for second. Baena has to chase it down. He's thinking about it, but holds up at second base with a leadoff double. So Holiday, the second hit of the night. Carter Koch, the left-handed batter, now comes to the plate. He was hit by a pitch his last time up and scored. Action in the bullpen for the Bombers. Nothing going for the Colt 45s. Kronowski obviously just coming in. Misses with an off-speed up. Kyle Schroeder gives him the glove down, you know. Keep it down. Sign holds the glove down. Calm down. Get your stride. Finish what pitchers do. Left-handed batter swings, pops it. Will it stay in play for Nick Horsley? It does. Nice play. Third base in foul territory. Horsley makes the catch route number one.
There you go.
Now David Vogel to the plate. Vogel is one for two officially with a single and a run score. It's been a pretty good series, these two games, except for one inning. Yeah. This one's been back and forth. That one misses away. Oh, 1. That was actually a strike. Oh, 1 count coming. Nice kick from the stretch. Foul back. Took a big cut. He was looking launch angle on that one. Sorry, Bagel. Everybody's swinging like it's wiffle ball these days. No ball, two strike delivery. Here comes Kronowski in there. Nice leg kick. Does an off speed. He just reaches out and smacks it into right field for a base hit. Good piece of hitting there. Runner not going to round third. Holding there. And Bayena hit the cutoff man beautifully. He would have been dead meat. Some men on the corners and one out. But nice piece of hitting after Bagel took such a huge cut at one. He just went with the breaking ball, got a little up. Not sure that it was hung that much. In fact, he just went with the pitch. And sometimes you don't have to hang one to get hit. And Cole Harper to the plate. Harper's hitless tonight, but he's reached a couple of times. Left-handed batter. High chopper, right side. Fielded by Tweet. Goes over to second for one. Back to first, going to be late. A run does score. The game is tied. I mean, it was a tough play. He had no play at home. Wasn't going to get the double play, but I thought it was well executed. Holiday comes in to score. That's one of those where you have to take the percentage play. Rick Pacetti talks about that a lot. You try to be a hero, make a World Series play, whip and turn, and you're never going to get the guy at home on a tag play. So it's tied at 10. You know somebody's going to need to score runs. Left-handed batter now is Jake Smith, the catcher. Hits it. Third base side, Horsley diving, it gets past him into left field. Hunter going to hold up at second. Boy, they're hitting with eyes this inning. So Jake Smith's going to be safe at first on the single pass to diving Horsley to his right to the line. It's a 10-10 game. But still two outs in this inning for Kronowski, working from the stretch. Top of the order is Eric Smelko, batting right. Big kick, fastball, good one, but it's just a little away, 1-0. Peter looks in. Kraske has his sign. Little right-handed batter away to a two on and two out. Nice curve. Called for a strike. Started it outside. Back door. Smelko wasn't interested. He's had a leadoff hitter kind of game. Couple of doubles. Knocked in a run. Walked. Scored three times. Off speed. Chopped that one foul. He had him fooled. It was a little bit up, though. Two outs. Kranowski needs this guy. His last inning, when they batted around, they did damage with two outs. And the top of the order up. 1-2. Fastball blew it by him. Strike three. Couldn't have come at a better time for Peter Kranowski. So they do get a run. Get up to 10 as the Bombers get three hits in that inning. And they leave a couple of guys on base. We'll go to the bottom half of inning number six. All knotted at 10 at Tiger Field. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
The Marshall Tucker Band.
Fire on the mountain.
Through hell and high water. And back again for 2019. July 21st at the Reading Civic Auditorium. A night of hits and songs from all the hit albums. There's more at MarshallTucker.com. For reserved seats, call the box office at 530-229-0022 or visit ReadingCivic.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
It's been back and forth at Tiger Field tonight. Colt 45's got two in the first. Bombers got one in the second, three in the third. Colt 45's got two more in the bottom of the third. It was tied up at four, then looked bad. The Bombers got one in the fourth, four in the fifth, and one in the sixth. But the big six-run fifth inning has things all tied up at 10. Colt 45 is going to try to see if they can't teeter back on top here against Cade Sheets, the right-hander out of Santa Rosa Junior College, who came in the last inning to try to shut the door. We got Tyler Thompson to get out of a long inning. Colt 45 sent a dozen guys to play last inning. Brendan Roop going to lead it off. Roop is 0 for today. In the game of percentages, I'd say he's due for a hit because he's been solid all year. And when he hits it hard. Fort Scott College right-handed batter stands in. Fastball inside. Low for ball. We were joking about backup catchers, and you know, if they hadn't needed an emergency catcher, Machuca would have been one, but was he hurt? I joked that Coach Biz would be the backup catcher. This one's fouled back if need be. Biz said no, and then right away Machuca chimed in. He said, my teammate, number four, Brendan Roop at Fort Scott out of Grand Prairie, Texas, South Grand Prairie High School, he said he can catch. He can play anywhere. Off speed, that was a nice looking off speed. Over for a strike, 1-2. Again, Roop wasn't looking for that. Now he's got to protect the plate. Tweet on deck. Comes a 1-2 pitch. Deep breath, wiggles for the ball in his glove. Now, big leg kick, delivers a fastball. That one's inside. As we mentioned, a pretty good contingent of fans came over from the coast both nights. Bigger crowd tonight. That was a breaking ball back to the backstop. Bounced it up there. Looking at the pitchers like, I think you crossed me up.
They don't
And a 3-2 pitch coming now. Right-handed batting roof. Chokes up just a hair on that bat. Here comes the pitch. Fastball inside, ball four. No. It was called strike three. A little bit of a delay there. I should have known it. Brendan looking at it. Thought it was just a little inside. I'm not arguing. Called third strike. Tough one there for Roop and Tanner Tweet. Now out of the play. Tanner looking to keep his little hitting streak alive. He's already in his fifth at bat here. His fifth plate appearance. Got an RBI on that ground out in the fifth. First pitch to him is a fastball. That one popped the mitt. That's a strike. Still action out in the bullpen for the Bombers. Colt 45's pen is quiet. Tweed was thinking Cypress Avenue on that swing. Missed it. 0-2. Rocking and firing now. Swung on and missed. Right through it. Strike three. So two down. Two strikeouts of different varieties, nevertheless. Getting the two and three hitters in the Colt 45's lineup. Now Chris Brew would like to change that trend. Standing in. Officially, he's perfect tonight. One for one. Three walks. Right-handed batter standing in. He takes a fastball over for a strike. Chris shaking his head. Oh, yeah. That was a strike. That was a pretty good pitch. Came right in on his hands there. That would have been a tough one to catch up to. 0-1 delivery. Off-speed swung on a little bit out in front. Looked like the change. 0-2. Now you've seen those, Chris. Which one you thinking might be coming here? Not guessing with 0-2. You're just trying to stay on the ball, stay in the game. He went up the ladder. Old school, 1-2-3. Chased a fastball up and struck him out. Side goes down to the K Monster here in the bottom half of the sixth. We're still tied at 10. Bombers and the Colt 45. You're listening to baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation.
I mean, everybody here, everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
If you haven't made your 4th of July plans, I have it for you. It's a no-brainer. Baseball, snow cones, hot dogs, and fireworks at Tiger Field. 6 o'clock game start on the 4th. You get to watch the game, and you have to have tickets to then, after the game, get to go out into the outfield and enjoy the Redding fireworks display. Great family venues, safe ballpark, great play. Be here, you get some baseball, get your dogs in, frosty beverage of choice, and join the fun after the game for the fireworks. It is a great family venue, and the fireworks seating out in the field available only to ticket holders, so you can't hold out. You have to have a ticket to get out on the outfield after the game, so make your plans to come on out to the ballpark. We'll find a seat for you. Leading things off of Peter Kronowski, here in the top of the seventh in a 10-10 game. We had a pitch hit. No, it's Cody Banks. Scorecard's kind of mixed up a little bit, some of these long innings. Takes the first couple of pitches and falls behind 3-1 quickly. Count. 2-1, excuse me. Right-handed batter standing in. good fastball there. Over for a strike, 2-2. As Peter gets older and grows stronger and he develops, picks up that next, you know, 3-4 miles an hour in the fastball, it'll be an out pitch. I just predict it. Off speed. That was a changeup. He went up the ladder, fouled it back. Got a little tiny piece of it. Banks knocked in a couple of runs in that fifth. He has two hits tonight. Tomorrow, scheduled starter Jacob Marquez for the Colt 45s. A couple of his college teammates he'll be going up against. That one fouled back. Count's still 3-2. That one actually might have been near my car. Again, counting on that tree to protect it. Here comes the payoff pitch. Fastball hit sharply, but on the ground to short. Root to his left. Pops it into his glove. Makes the throw to first. Round number one. Brian Orr at the plate now. Orr, one of those guys I told you also from Santa Rosa. Sure he'll be in the lineup tomorrow against his teammate. Orr's been on base three times. Two singles, two RBI singles, and a hit batter. This is their three-hole hitter. First pitch from Konowski. Scooted him back, but it was on the inside corner, called for a strike. Swings at the next one. Worm burner to short. Root gloves it on the run. Throws the first. Pulls him off the bag. No, he still got his foot on. Good job. Seen some good footwork by Tanner Tweet the last couple of days. Nice out number two. Give the first baseman credit for hanging on. Root has a habit of kind of double pumping with that ball, and I'm thinking that over time it will be something that his coaches, as he moves up, because I don't think he's got a chance to keep playing, will work with him on, because it can be a real, you don't have time to do that at the next level of play. You just can't get in the habit of that. But he has a gun for an arm. Two down now here in the seventh, and the big right-handed batter, Giacomini, comes to the plate. And he's not many. He's a big fella. And that's what you get from your cleanup hitter, usually. Big fella. Takes first pitch over for a strike. Colt 45s have Machuca, Schrodel, and Horsley do up. They can get through an inning here. Next pitch called for a strike, 0-2. I do think it's kind of funny what Giacomini does. He literally lays his bat on the ground. Swung on, hit down the right field line, but snagged by Tweet off his glove. Nobody there. Tried to throw and get him there, but I tell you, Tweet went to his left to the line and went down diving, knocked it down, would have perhaps had a play. I think he might have jammed his hand, his left hand, when he dove for that ball. Either that or he just got the wind knocked out of him. But it's going to be a hit. But he kept it from getting into the corner. I don't know that it was hit hard enough to be extra bases. Tweet's kind of trying to shake it off out there. The pitcher, Kronowski, was coming over to cover, but when it kicked loose, didn't really have much of a chance there to get there in time once the second baseman came up with it. So Holiday to the plate. On the infield hit, Giacomini is at first. Holiday, two hits tonight, 2-for-3, doubled and scored his last time up. Right-handed batter fouled the first one off, 0-1. Kronowski throws a breaking ball, nice on the outside corner, back door, 0-2. He's gotten in front of hitters in this inning. I almost said we were looking for a first 1-2-3 inning, but didn't get it. Only one came back in the first for Milligan. Here comes a one ball, two strike pitch now. Fastball swung on, hit towards right. Baena to his right, going back, leaps, can't make the catch. It's over his head. It'll be a double. Giacomini was, I don't know what he was waiting on, but They doesn't move quite as quickly as some of their other runners, so he holds up in third. It was hit pretty well out there. The big guy just didn't get around third in time, so that's good news for the Colt 45s. It's a double. And he tried to, I think he may have slightly misjudged his cut, and once that ball started to carry, again, that breeze has been difficult the last two nights out in Wright, especially late in the night. And I think he might have just misjudged his angle on it. And then he took a leap at the last second, but by then, too late. But it's still 10-10. Runners on second and third, needing a big two-out mano-a-mano here from Kronowski. Fastball, high chopper towards second. McCoy waits on the bounce. Fields and throws, and did he get him? No, it kicks loose. Tweet jumps on it, comes home. Sweep tag is laid, all hands are set. Tough luck over there at first base. And the Humboldt crowd loving it. It should have been out of it. It's now 12-10. As yes, both runs scored. Because Holiday never stopped running, as you shouldn't with two outs. Kronowski ought to be out of this one. Man at first is Coke. I never even introduced him, Carter Coke. David Vagel takes that one for a ball. They haven't actually ruled who the error is on yet. Up, they give the error to the first baseman, Tweet. And it did. It just popped out of his hand. I'm wondering if that was the hand he jammed on the previous play, in the previous batter. He's taken the glove off a bunch of times. So. One ball, one strike pitch coming to Vagel. Kronowski fastball misses inside, 2-1. So that one hurts. Kronowski ought to be out of it. Should have gotten out of it. 12-10. Is your score. Off speed, bounce towards third. Horsley to his left. Fields and throws. That got him out of it. Two runs, a couple of hits and an error, and a man left on base. We go to the seventh inning stretch. Wherever you are, it's time to get your yah-yahs out, get your stretch in. We'll take a break and be back in this 12-10 Colt 45s trailing in this one now, going to the bottom. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hey, North State sports fans, this is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Me, Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
Come on. Let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you.
Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Relax, restore, and rejuvenate at Wind River Spa inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Indulge in some body pampering with our summer spa specials featuring oxygenated facial, summer glow body scrub, CBD warming massage, spa pedicure, and 15% off all waxing. Retreat from the demands of daily life. Book your summer spa specials now featuring farmhouse fresh products. Gift certificates available for purchase. Summer spa specials at Wind River Spa.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Well, we're at the bottom of the seventh inning after the stretch. And Jacob Machuca leading it off for the Colt 45s, trailing 12-10. The Bombers have scored in every inning except the first. And they went down 1-2-3. Off-speed to Machuca, swung on and missed it. That one, 1-1 the count. Colt 45's two in the first, two in the third, and six in the fourth. The fifth, I mean. There you go. I'll get my innings right. First, third, fifth. We're now in the seventh. Some of our crowd has begun to thin out, but, hey, there's a lot of baseball left. I'd be shocked if the scoring was done the way this game's gone. Machuca had a nice RBI single back in the first. So you can build on that here. 2-1 pitch. Fastball outside corner called, strike three. It was a 2-2 pitch. Third consecutive strikeout for Jacob. And yes, Colt 45s have gone double digits in strikeouts again tonight. Kyle Schrodel now at the plate, had a clutch RBI two-run single back in the fifth. Hit it well and left. Had a couple of good at-bats. Good fly ball to center, a walk, two-run single. Needing to get it started here. First pitch over for a strike. We'll take this inning to try to get you updated on some scores as we work our way through. Here's the 0-1 count. Curveball, that one's inside, but called for a strike. Started it inside, finished it over. Checks off the sign. Now deep breath. Rocks and delivers. Off speed up. 1-2. Horsley due next. Boy, hit that one off the end of his bat, fouled it off. It was way out in front, but just kind of stayed alive. Colt 45's batted around in the fifth. That was their big inning. Big kick, sheets up, ball two. Big league scores, top of the 10th, White Sox and Rangers tied at four. Reds beating the Brewers 9-4. Oh, you know, that's an old score. I'll get to that updated score here in a second. The old MLB app just moving slow right now. Another ball, 2-2. Here we go. Rays lead the A's 4-3. That one in the top of the ninth. The man on third. Mariners at home leading the Orioles in the top of the 8-10-9. Takes a cut and misses that one. Strike three. Asks if it was going to be a strike. The umpire didn't say anything. That's five consecutive strikeouts for Sheets since coming in. So here comes Nick Horsley. Got in the hit column his last time up. That's good news. Just double checking, but and I'm doing this to try to tell you he's been struggling, but I know he's going to break out of it. Takes a pitch for a strike. And that one's over for strike 0-2. Nick was 0 for his last 19 before that. So glad he got that base hit. Starting to get it going here. Let's see if he can do a little more. This guy's been tough, though. Sheets is mowing him down. Big kick groove. Throws that one high and away. 1-2. Okay, let's get back to those games. Mention the Rays and A's. Rays up 4-3, top 9. Mariners leading 10-9, top 8 over the Orioles. 1-2. Swung on and missed. The fastball, strike 3. That is the 6th consecutive K for Sheets on in relief. It's a 12-2 lead going to the 8th. Colt 45s need to hold them right there. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1468.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Mamma Mia is coming to the historic Cascade Theater stage June 14th through the 22nd. A mother, a daughter, three possible dads, and a trip down the aisle you'll never forget. The storytelling magic of ABBA's timeless music propels this enchanting tale of love, laughter, and friendship with explosive dance numbers and songs. Come see Mamma Mia at the Cascade Theater June 14th through the 22nd. Tickets are on sale now. Call 243-8877 or go to cascadetheater.org.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
All right, Colt 45s. Well, first of all, they're going to have to figure out a way to get to Sheets if he keeps pitching, because he's been mowing them down in relief. That's no fun. But it's a 12-10 game right here, and Kronowski's got to finish what he's been trying to do and hold them right there. It'd be a good time for a goose egg inning for the Colt 45s, because the Bombers have scored in every inning except the first. It's a 12-10 B-52's lead. Starting things off, leading them off against Kronowski, their number 8 hitter, Cole Harper. And he's 0 for the night. I will get back to those scores for you. From the big leagues, Mets did beat the Cubs 5-4. This pitch swung on. Lofted to left, Machuca coming in, and ambles in for the catch, out number one. That brings up the catcher, Jake Smith, number 9 hitter. McNeil had a big day for the Cubs in that 5-4. I'm sorry, for the Mets in that 5-4 win over the Cubs. Marlins edged the Phillies 2-1. Holiday had a homer. Nationals beat the Braves 4-3. Keuchel got the loss. His first start for the Braves, I believe. And Suero got the save of Strasburg for the Nationals. Pirates beat the Padres 2-1. This one fouled back, out of play. Yankees over the Astros 4-1. 7-5 Red Sox down the Blue Jays 7-6. Indians beat the Tigers. It was a 5-4 White Sox win over the Rangers. Reds whipped the Brewers 11-7. But yes, Yelich did homer, as did Moustakas and Arcia in a loss. Senzel and Puig homered for the Reds. 8-7. This one hit sharply towards short to Roop's left. He can't knock it down. It'll be a hit. Sharply hit ball. Twins beat the Royals 8-7. Cardinals over the Angels 5-1. Ozuna hit his 19th home run. Had three ribbies for the Cardinals. Giants pounded the Diamondbacks 11-5. Pilar Dickerson hit a grand slam for the Giants. And the Dodgers beat the Rockies 4-2. Arenado and Blackman homered for Colorado. Boy, Blackman's had some kind of a couple of weeks. Bellinger and Beattie at the homers for the Dodgers. Buehler, the winning pitcher, he goes to 8-1. So with a man on first, the leadoff hitter Smelko in there. First pitch is a strike, 0-1. That one low. 1-1 now. The count. Colt 45s really need to hold them. This is Kronowski's job. No action in the pen. I'm pretty sure that they're going to leave the fate of this game on the other dugout to Chiefs. Check swing. He went around meekly. That's a strike. One ball, two strikes. Kronowski looks to first. Pretty good speed over there. I don't know. Smith's a catcher, but he looks the part. That one fouled off the foot of Smelko. The B-52s fans being vocal about their feeling that there may have been some sound effects played. Hey, better, better, swing better while the batter was swinging. Yeah, I don't think so. Swung on, foul back. The fans could do that, of course. You can't stop the fans from saying it. And, you know, it's late in the game. Everybody who's here is loosey-goosey, having a good time, trying to get their team the edge. We're glad you're listening. Some of you may be driving home after the game. Hopefully you get a little comeback story on your way home from the ballpark. One ball, two strike pitch, bounced left side. Horsley dives, it has eyes, gets through for a hit. So it's second and Smith, he'll hold there. And Smelko, the bouncing single to left for his third hit of the night. And Cody Banks comes to the plate. Banks has two hits, right-handed batter. Same two teams tomorrow. Ringtails are here on Sunday. And then next week, the Colt 45s have a Tuesday-Wednesday series coming up against, I believe it's San Leandro. Yeah, San Leandro Pilots. First pitch was a ball, 1-0. Right in a batter waits. Hey, Betta. Here comes the pitch. Fastball outside. 2-0. And then the Colt 45s will be off. As far will be out of town or not playing. They're out of town the 20th, 29th, and 30th in Humboldt taking on the Bombers. Then they're off the first through third and back in action on July 4th. Snap throw down to second on the ball, trying to catch that base runner wandering off. Schrodel throwing off, showing off a pretty good arm. Yeah, that play is fine as long as everybody's on board. You don't throw it away. That's happened a couple of times with catchers we've seen this year. But both Horsley and Schrodel, good arms, and if they can fool somebody out there. We saw Horsley throw somebody out from his knees at second, wandering off. 2-1 pitch. Good fastball. Where was that? Hit the mitt. A little outside, I guess. 3-1.
Ground ball. Come on,
Kronowski. Looking in. Checks the runner at second. Now big kick delivers. That one definitely was outside. Ball four. Bases loaded. Let's see if that gets the bullpen shaken loose out there. You'd have to go at this point with somebody that pitched yesterday. Unless you went with Kyle Schrodel, who's behind the plate. I don't think you're going to do that. Billingsley pitched yesterday. Akins pitched yesterday. And Billy Plummer pitched yesterday. And those are really your available arms. Jacob Marquez is starting tomorrow. Now the right-handed batter is Orr, who's had a heck of a good night. And yes, the bases are loaded. I kind of buried the lead there, didn't I? Over at third is Smith, at second is Smelko, and Banks at first. Just one out. Fastball tipped back to the screen. Kronowski working a little slower this inning. I mean, if you're getting in a groove and you're getting people out, right, you stay in that groove. If you're not, you have to do what it takes to keep you centered as a pitcher. Here comes a 1-1 pitch. That's a curveball laced over the third baseman, Horsley, into left field for a hit. Two runs are going to score. Throw comes in just a little late. And it's 14-10. And the Bombers, you have to give them credit. They have come up with the clutch hits with men on base. And that's certainly an example. Smelko scores after Smith. Again, Kronowski has to get out of this. Brian Orr at first. Banks at second. Giacomini hits it up the middle. Could be two. Backhanded. Over to short one. On to first. He got him. Double play. That gets you out of it. Nicely done. McCoy. Taroop. To Tweaks. They get two runs on three hits. Ain't nobody left on base this time. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Need to play some catch-em-up baseball. 14-10, the Bombers on top of the Colt 45s. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis mounted system, pole mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships with its clients.
Rick Hill and Rory Creek, financial advisors of Morgan Stanley's Reading office, know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education.
Rick and Rory with the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, education, wealth transfer, and other financial needs. So call Rick or Rory at 223-4200. That's 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Okay. Well, Neil Diamond, apparently now a staple at all ballparks across America. I'm saying maybe David Hasselhoff. No comparison. I understand Neil Diamond was incredibly great performer. Just don't get it how it fits here. I understand why it fits in Boston at Fenway Park. But anyway, I may have wandered off the actual task of tonight, which is this game. Colt 45s have to get four runs. They're trailing 14-10. And they have been playing back and forth baseball with these Bombers tonight. Humboldt has scored in every inning except for the first. It's Colt 45's turn. Trailing 14-10. Leading things off, Connor McCoy. His first hit as a Colt 45's player came in the fifth inning. Or was it the sixth? It was the fifth. Again, this is a scorecard last couple of days where the innings have dragged on and rolled over. Kind of hard to keep up. Ball and a strike to count now on Connor McCoy. Youngster's been on base three times. Takes that one, and it was a strike. He got it. It was already past him. Wind's starting to whip around a little bit again. Third baseman is deep. Again, if somebody's thinking about bunting to start an inning off, I could imagine it might be good if you can lay it down. This guy throws pretty hard. He's been tough. 2-2 the pitch. There's a breaking ball, swung on, missed, gets away from the catcher. McCoy hustling, he might get down there, and he does. So on a wild pitch, he chased the pitch, but gets down to first. Hey, you take it, right?
Number one, Andy.
It's a strikeout, but also allows the runner to get first. So speed on the bases, Andy Bay in at the plate. You need four. You got to keep it going. Andy has shown a bunt. Now, the pitcher is asking his third baseman to come in because he remembers Baena's bunt single yesterday. And he also remembers Baena showing bunt to his last at bat. And Andy has good speed. Andy's been on three times. He scored twice tonight. He's had two ribbies with bases loaded walks. Again, I've seen things I haven't seen very often in my life this season. Oddity. A five-hit batter inning. That went over for a strike, 0-2. Five-hit batter inning the Colt 45s had in the game. The opponents batting around twice in one inning last night. Things like two bases loaded walks in a game. You don't see that very often. Here comes pitch. Fastball swung on. Hit towards left. It'll fire him for a hit. The Colt 45s are in business. Might have been a broken bat. Hey, either way, you take it. Two on. Nobody out. Top of the order. Tyler Thompson at the plate. Tyler on the night officially is 1-for-3. He's been Mr. Steady for these Colt 45s the last 3 weeks. Now they have some action in their bullpen. I wondered if they were going to stick with their, who apparently is their bullpen ace. Jeez. That one over for a called strike to the left-handed hitting Thompson. Tyler usually will take a couple of pitches to get the feel for it. I believe he was the first batter that Sheets faced when he came in. And he grounded out against him. One lefty hit the inside part of the righty hit the inside part of the plate on Thompson. Tyler steps out now, rights his ship, shaking his head at that one. I think he thought he should have whacked at it. 0-2 the count. There's nobody out. Speed aboard. Thumbs up. 1-2. Sheets has thrown 38 pitches now. Two and a third innings. Here comes the pitch. Bounces that one off the plate. Kept in front of him by the catcher, Smith. Jake Smith. They have a righty loosening up in the pen. And Tyler, apparently a position player also getting loose. And that could be a double switch in the offering. We'll have to see. 2-2 is the count now to Thompson. Breaking ball. It's high. So after starting out deep in the hole, he's worked it full. That is what Thompson does. Working the count now. Let's see what he can do with the playoff pitch. Playoff pitch and cowbell. Cowbell, not cowbell. Cowbell. Fastball popped up right side. Harper near the right field line. Will he get to it? It's a fair ball, and he drops it. Wow. I thought he was going to certainly have it, but it is ruled a fair ball. The umpire was on the line, looking down the line where the ball hits the glove. It doesn't matter where your feet are. It's where the ball hits. His body was in foul territory, but his glove was in fair where it hit. And that's going to be the ruling the umpire makes. And he's getting a mouthful from their manager, Scott St. John. But the ump was looking right down the line. Again, I think the fans saw the same thing. Even the right fielder thought the same thing. His body may have been in foul territory, but I tell you, if it hits the glove and the glove's in fair territory, that's the catch he's going to make. That's the plane out there where the contact was made. Hey, either way, going to be a hit. I'm scoring it a hit. I am shocked that it was, just one of those weird ones that held up in the air, and it brings up Brendan Roop, who is due. And as I said before, that's not good for you if you're the pitcher. If Brendan Roop's batting, he's due, because usually he gets paid in terms of his at-bats. Jokingly, he comes up big is what I'm trying to say. 0-1. Let's see what he can do here with the bases. Load takes that one inside. 1-1. So odd things have happened on both sides of this game. 1-1 pitch coming. Roop looking for a hit. Fastball. Yeah, he was looking. Missed it. Cut big. It was up, too. He was a little eager on that one, but he goes 1-2. Now he has to protect. Still nobody out. And the meat of your order coming up. You have to feel a little better about this whole thing. You got to produce now. This is where you need your hitters to produce. That one's bounced up there, and it's 2-2. Roop holds, tells the runner third, hey, hang right there, McCoy. So McCoy struck out but reached first, and the ball went back to the screen on the catcher. He had no chance of throwing him out. Then a single by Bayena over short. Thompson, the single high pop that the right fielder couldn't corral. That one's in the dirt now. The count is full to Roop. Let's see what he can come up with. 3-2. It's payoff time for Brendan Roop. McCoy acting up on the third base side. Big cut on the high fastball. Gave it a shot. Missed it. Strike three. Yeah, went down swinging. Now, Tanner, Tweet to the plate. Tweet had two big flies last night. Only Colt 45 to go big fly mano a mano twice in a single game this season. And he's looking to extend that hitting streak to five games. He's had an over-eager game tonight. Not really the at-bats that he had last night. Takes a changeup over for a strike. Tweet did get an RBI back in the fifth when he reached on a fielder's choice that brought him in run. Boy, it's quiet. Base is loaded. That one's up. 1-1. And Breeze is now swirling. If you get it up in the air to right like Tweet did last night, it probably would carry. But it's blowing in, so it's making fly balls difficult, as we saw late last night. Right-handed batter waits. That was a good-looking fastball right on the inside corner. Hit the mitt. Strike two. Tweet was looking somewhere else. Sheets has been solid, going hard and inside on the right-handed batters, forcing them to get their hands out there. 1-2 pitch coming. Check. Nope. Didn't go. I didn't go. Didn't even move his bat. I was thinking he was thinking, but it was away. That was a changeup off the plate. A little bit of a slider. Might just be a swerve. Doesn't look like a big curve or a sharp break. 2-2 the pitch coming. That's a high fastball. Swung on and missed. He struck him out. These guys, I think, are looking to get that one big hit that does it. You know, but both Tweet and Root chasing fastballs up. I don't think either one of those were strikes that both Root and Tweet went down on strikes. And they know it. Sometimes you got to tip your cap to Sheets. He's been impressive. Really has been. For Sheets, that is technically six strikeouts. McCoy struck out, but he reached. You know, on the wild pitch pass ball, whatever it was. So Chris Beru takes a pitch for a ball. Off speed, check the swing. It was a pitch. It was over anyway. Again, he's got a... I'm not quite sure that it's a slider. It's more of a slurve. It's a slow slider. Ball and a strike. But he's effectively keeping it in the lower part of the strike zone. So it's not unlike a split finger or a slider in that manner, and that it's a change up low. That's a good looking fastball too, but that one was just a bit low. Working the count here. I'm thinking as a hitter, you've got to find a way to get a fastball below your letters to swing at. 2-1 the pitch. Sheets from the stretch. That's a fastball. He went at it. Blew it by him. And that was mano a mano there. Brew finished high on his swing, but didn't catch it. I think that was, again, he's throwing that heater up around the letters and saying, hit it. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. He struck him out. Brew slams the bat into the ground, and they leave the bases loaded. And the B-52s come charging out of the dugout as if it was the seventh game of the World Series. Hey, it's not over yet. But the Colt 45s leave them juiced on three consecutive strikeouts on high fastballs by Sheets. Well, let's go to the ninth. You get another crack at it. Keep it where it's at and see if you can plate some. Kronowski going to come out to start tonight. It's 14-10 Bombers. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221 1-800-441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
The Colt 45s have been just bitten by that K monster again tonight. Hate point it out, but you have to. 19 strikeouts. 19. 2, 6, 8, 11, 14, 17. Wait a minute, is it 20? 6, 8, 11. I'm doing my math. 13, 16. 18, 19 strikeouts. Thompson, the only guy who hasn't whiffed in the Colt 45's lineup. They're still in the game. It's 14-10, but that's what's killing them right now. In place of clutch hits, they're just not making contact. Braden Holliday leading it off, fouls one back. It's been an eventful night. Colt 45's just needing that clutch hit. Swung on, bounced towards second. McCoy knocks it down in the dirt from his knees, tries to make the throw, can't get him. It's an infield hit. Holliday gets up the line pretty good. Carter Koch now comes to plate. Koch is hitless, but he did score after being hit by a pitch in the fifth. A lot of fun things on the schedule to keep your put to jot down this year. Promotional nights still to come. Of course, the 4th of July, the fireworks. Hawaiian night in July. Wear some Aloha stuff. You get a dollar off your ticket. And then the 12th, the folks from Boundary Water Screen Printing, they have those cool Surf Ninja t-shirts, shirts and stuff. Surf Ninja night, that's July 12th. And high school reunion night on July 20th. So a lot of stuff on the schedule. Little League night, July 21st. Wear your uniforms. Youth softball and baseball players will get in free. And then Caltrans night, the 27th, and August alumni night, flashback Friday, and of course, fan appreciation night, August 3rd. Something just about every weekend for our fans out there with Colt 45's baseball. What you want tonight is a comeback, trailing 14-10 here in the top of the ninth. Kronowski, big curve, swung on, miss, got him, strike three. That was Colt. He went down. Bagel comes to the plate. He has a couple of hits tonight. And we have not gotten word on Milligan, his three innings, if there was something bothering him, if there's an injury there. We'll get that information for you in the pregame tomorrow. Hope he's all right. Again, just looked uncomfortable. Parasoto got his feet wet near Tiger Field. And a couple of rough innings. And Kronowski now working in his fourth inning. Fastball outside, misses away. They needed the innings tonight. I'm sure they would like to have saved Peter to start perhaps on Sunday. I'm not sure who the pitcher is going to be on Sunday. That one fouled off right side. Could be Kyle Schrodel. And, of course, they probably could if Colby Milligan's all right. Today's just Friday. He didn't throw that many pitches. They could bring Parasoto back on Sunday. He didn't throw that many pitches. Fouled off of the catcher and the umpire. Everybody's okay. One of those that rattled the face mask, kind of spun it around. That ball had a little bit of a scrape on it, so Kyle threw it out. Vagel now stands in a 2-2 count. Man on first is Holliday. They have had a lot of C&I hits tonight, too. Swung on, checks up. Fouls the third base side. It's kind of halfway, stayed alive. I'm a believer you can get four. They certainly have had runners on base, the Colt 45s have had a couple of times. Not against Sheets, of course. That was, they had him on the ropes. And off speed, outside corner, called strike three. So a couple of strikeouts in a row there for Kronowski. And that brings up Cole Harper, who flew to left field to start off the eighth. Technically, he's 0-4. But he's had productive at-bats in that he scored a run and got an RBI on a fielder's choice. takes a fastball over for a strike. You have to keep him right here. Jordan Akins is getting loose if needed. Jordan didn't throw that many pitches tonight. I checked it a little while ago. He certainly has shown the ability to go back-to-back. Runner going. Throw to second is a good one on the money. Could you give me something? Ball kicked loose. Safe. Boy, these umpires. Earn your money, buddy. Make the call. Show it. Stolen base. It was right on the money, but it was one of those bang-bang, and apparently the ball kicked loose, but you couldn't see it. Here comes a 1-1 pitch. Swings it at a high fastball, 1-2. Kodowski trying to get out of this one. Give his team a chance. 1-2 delivery. Coming to Harper. He was out of the box for a minute. Now he's back in. Has that wide stance. Curveball. Did he get it on the inside corner? He hooked it in there, but didn't get the call. A little inside and high. 2-2 the count. Everybody's begging for strikes on either side tonight. The later you get, that is generally the way it goes. Family and friends are still here tonight. A lot of folks. It's been a pretty long one, hasn't it? My producer, Jared King, would say, yeah, it has. 10:40 p.m. That one's away. The count now runs full. Jake Akins has been up for a couple of innings. So if needed, if Kronowski's hurting, and they have another lefty, I believe, due up next. If Kronowski's hurting, they could go to Jordan. He would be ready whenever called on. He's watching now. Swung on, hit sharply to Tweet. Big hop, but he's got in the chest, steps on first, and gets him out all of the night. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a man left on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth. You need to play that big card for the Colt 45s, trailing by 4, 14-10. Last at-bats. When we come back, this is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Improve your health with OsteoStrong. Not a drug, not a gym, just 10 minutes a week. One thing we all have in common, a skeletal system. By implementing the OsteoStrong strategy, you may experience the following results. Less joint and back pain, improved bone density, improved posture, improved balance, and improved athletic performance. To learn more about OsteoStrong, visit Linda and Ken in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, 243 Athens Avenue, or give them a call at 215-3115.
The Cascade Theater presents 4 free films and a whole lot of fun this July with the Kids Summer Movie Club. Every Sunday afternoon in July, the theater opens the door at 2 with completely free admission for everybody. Turtle Bay will be there to show off some animals and hand out prizes. There's activities and then the film at 3, featuring Monsters, Inc., WALL-E, Cars, and Brave. 4 films, 4 Sundays in July. Sponsored by JPR, KIXE, First 5 Shasta, and Turtle Bay. See you there.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back. We have some changes. As soon as we figure them out, we'll let you know. Carter Koch comes in from shortstop, and he's going to be pitching. Banks moves over to short. I can tell that because he's got a beard. And as soon as I can tell you who's at third, I will do just that. And at third base, well, I don't know. Oh, he's on third. I don't know. I need the whole... yeah, they've made some changes, looks like. They've brought Smelko in from center. Vagel's moved over to third. A whole bunch of changes, and as soon as I get them from the scorekeeper, I will. Looks like Vagel moved to third. Smokes at second. Smelko, I mean, is at second. And the new pitcher is Carter Koch. Anybody to Colt 45's fans other than Sheets. Sheets was lights out. Okay, Sheets. So he's out of the game. That's the plus. This is Koch's 6th appearance. Leads them in that category, tied with Ryan Rivera in appearances. 2 saves, 7 innings. He's allowed just 2 hits. Struck out 10 and walked 1. So be careful what you wish for. I don't know. We'll just have to see. Nobody's perfect. And we will see if they can maybe get a new formula with Koch on the hill. You see what I did with that? Seeing if you're still with me. Ball and no strikes. Takes the first pitch. It's Jacob Machuca. Takes the first pitch for a ball. Now the next one. Funky, kind of wild, arms out, weird leg delivery. And that's probably one of the effective natures. So the new shortstop is Keegan Beebe, who we saw last night. Boy, it's quiet out here, folks. 1-1. No, I promise there's a game going on. There were some cowbells, but I think it was just they need to put some batteries in the cowbells or something. We need some battery-driven cowbells. 2-1. See if Chuk can get going. Machuca takes that one outside. 3-1. Oh, now the sleeping bears in the crowd are starting to rouse a little bit. Again, we understand it's a long one. Some folks have to work in the morning. Some folks have to watch cartoons with the kids. It's Friday night. He fouled that one sharply, but into the net. 3-2. Cole 45's needing a rally. They had the bases loaded with nobody out in the eighth. Couldn't do anything. There's a fastball away. Machuca takes it. Ball four. Leadoff walk. What did I say about maybe Coke will fizzle out? I'm just reaching here a little bit, but I'm looking, trying to help things along. Coke in his pitching appearances, as I mentioned, he's basically come in and pitched an inning. He pitched two in a couple of relief appearances, but that is just the second man he has walked this year. Schrodel, the batter, takes the first pitch. That one's over for a strike. So he's walked one man, and now his two men, and now his sixth appearance. Runner's not going anywhere at first, but he's working from the stretch now. I don't know. He just has an odd delivery. Kind of wobbles back. He's not a big guy, but it's deceptive. Missed high. A ball and a strike now. Schrodel, fastball. Down the right field line. Is it fair or foul? Foul ball. Machuca is going to need a little breather. He just kept running. He didn't. But again, you know, it's not a very verbal foul ball thing from the umpires. There are only two umpires. But you'd just like to see it be a little more demonstrative. I saw it because I was looking down the line and was with the home plate umpire down the right field line. I'm pretty much looking right down it. Hit it hard. Ball and two strikes. Machuca, he's young. He can run again if need be. Off speed, missed inside, almost hit him 2-2. He's kind of spun that one up there. Cole 45's in this game to this point have left 14 men on base. 2-2 pitch coming. Another breaking ball. This one is low. Richard's got a little bit of a knock to curve. And he's not as comfortable as he was working from the wind. There comes a 3-2 pitch, the payoff to Kyle Schrodel. Fastball swung on, missed. A little out in front of it. 20th strikeout of the night. Colt 45 hitters. Nick Horsley comes to the plate. He got off the schneid earlier tonight. Glad to see that. Some good, some bad at the plate tonight for Nick. Focusing on the good. Walked to the bases loaded in the first and singled in the fifth up the middle. Just a big plate bounce, a big bouncer, but hey, it matters. First pitch over for a called strike. One out. Colt 45s again had the leadoff man on.
Come on, Nick.
He's still out there on first. Runner going here. Throw down to second. He sails it up there. Oh, a hard slide. He's okay, I hope, at second base. But Machuca went in late. I mean, the throw was very high. And that's one of those where a guy can, you know, twist an ankle. But he's okay. He got down there in a hurry. Stolen base for Machuca. So he's in scoring position. Jacob, that's his third steal of this season. Horsley has a man in scoring position now. Did a little Elmer Fudd, and he has a man in scoring position. Two balls and a strike to count. There he is. That's what you say. There he is for you, Nick. Has to start somewhere. Fastball away. 3-1. McCoy due up next. Again, Colt 445 shorthanded tonight. Kadama's out. Edwards is out tonight. Three balls and a strike. Chases a fastball up. Strike two. 3-2. I think there's a fever. And it's the K fever tonight. Hopefully, and it has to do with the high fastball. Let's see what McCoy can do. The kid waits. Has a payoff pitch coming. Change up. Over on the outside corner. Called strike three. And Connor knew it. He turned around. 21 strikeouts of Colt 45 hitters. That's hard to do. Yep, I'm just doing my math here. Trying to make sure. And now it's Connor McCoy. That was Horsley. I kind of got ahead of myself, didn't I? That was Nick going down on strikes. Four Ks for him tonight. So Connor takes first ball, right-handed batter, with a man on second. There are two out, so the rally's going to have to come with some clutch. 2-0 count. You're asking a lot of the kids here. The incoming freshman, Connor McCoy, takes that one over. He's facing a pretty good-looking college pitcher in front of him. He's going to deliver, but he's thrust into a role here. 2-1 pitch coming. Fastball, that was a wiggler, just missed. 3-1. Can't take that many pitches against the guy who throws as many strikes as this guy does. Again, he walked a man to start this inning off. It's only the second walk he's issued in six appearances. Chops a changeup away, fouls it out of play. Once again, good beginnings do not necessarily beget great final scores. We're just, you know, stranger things have happened, but they're going to need a big two-out rally here. Just unable to come up with a clutch hit. McCoy takes a fastball away, ball four. So two on. And again, maybe, you know, Coke in unfamiliar territory this year. And the manager for the B-52s and his fans, of course, can rag on the umpire all night long, but boy, they are vocal over there. McCoy was halfway down to first before, so to him it was no doubt. Bayena now catches his breath. Can't try to get it all in one swing, but you have the guys coming to the plate that you want to in this situation. Machuca can run. He's at second. There's two outs, so he'll score on a hit. Change up. Missed it up. 1-0. Connor's fast. He's at first. Bayena, speed the plate. And then Thompson do next. That one's inside. Carter Koch at Mendocino College. Pitches at Mendocino. Here comes a 2-0 delivery to Bayena. Oh, it was a strike. Not sure what you're looking for, buddy, because you're not going to get much more than that. But he has a 2-1 count now. At the plate, holds the bat high, wiggles it. That one's up and away. So we're seeing that Coke's not perfect, but
They haven't got a hit off of them yet.
Help him out.
Here comes a 3-1 pitch. Right-hander misses away. Ball four. So he has now walked. The base is loaded. Oh, my. Tyler Thompson comes to the plate as the potential tying run. And the pitching coach comes out a little bit on coke. He plays played at Mendocino College in 38 games. Checking his pitching stats, I see his hitting stats. And as a pitcher, he started 8 games. He was 4-3 at Mendocino with a couple of saves. He threw 59 innings this year. And his ERA was 3.64. Good enough for ninth in the CCC BCA. First pitch to Thompson, fouled back out of play. Tyler, our guest in the pregame show tonight, said even though he was hitless last night, he told his dad on the phone, he said, I feel like my swing is as good as it's been. And he's just been hitting his stride because he was off for several years in Panama doing his LDS mission. You know, this year at Utah, he just got back in the group, was kind of in a freshman role, even though he's 21 years old. So this summer has been kind of like his opportunity to get caught up, and he has been a pro kind of hitter up there. Off speed, outside corner, called for a strike two. He really took something off that. But Tyler goes deep in the count a lot of times. A couple of hits tonight. Been on base 5 times. With the bases loaded here and a 1-2 count. Up, away, 2-2. Fans have stuck it out to this point on both sides, trying to maintain. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Off speed away. Up, 3-2. So Coke, who's pitched so well this summer so far, loads him. That one almost hits him. Watch the bases loaded. It's a 14-11 game. What did I tell you? You got to hang in there, folks.
Number 4,
Machuca scores. McCoy's at third. Bayena at second. Thompson at first. Brendan Roop at the plate, and he's due tonight. Roop has 2 home runs on the season, including a grand slam. Coke now back pitching from the windup. Mano a mano, fastball on fastball. Roop just missed it, fouled it back.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is for cowbell.
Coke from the wind. It's what you pay for to come to this. Lines up foul right side, right at Brett Miller. First base coach, he has to do a little dance to get away from it. But Roop in the hole, 0-2. Brendan's a tough cookie when he gets deep in that hole, but you got to forget the at-bats previous tonight and focus on this one. It's your chance. 0-2, 2 outs, bases juiced, off-speed misses inside, 1-2. Well, it has not been boring. 14-11 to score. Bases loaded. Fastball bounced left side. Will it get to the hole? It does. One run will score. Coming around is Bayana. He'll score. And it's 14-13. Well, if you went home early tonight, what were you thinking? I'm glad you're listening if you did. And Tanner Tweet comes to the plate. So Roop, who again had a struggling night in terms of results. Hey, forget about it now. He comes up with a big hit. I say, how about the same thing for you, Tanner Tweet? He struggled tonight at the plate after his 4-hit 2-homer game last night. back working from the stretch where Coke has struggled tonight. Fastball misses low. The tying run is at second. The potential winning run at first. Good at bat is what you need from Tanner Tweed here. Ball and no strikes. Fastball up and inside, 2-0. This is Coke's game to win or lose. You know he's got the stuff. His numbers show it. His experience shows it. Hitters count now, 2-0, Tweed. And he bet.